What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
And we are waiting for Ray. He's half hour. He messed up his whole schedule, so I guess we can't do Mondays now, but we'll talk about that off the air. It's going to have to move to back to Sundays, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like we can make Mondays work.
Okay, he said 7:30 minimum. But we'll
really?
See.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
All right. Besides that, after the show, we're going to have a TwitchCon meeting with all the people. Well, most of the people coming. And so a lot of answers will be questioned. And yeah, so that's good. We still have room, Chi, if people want to.
Yeah.
Go.
So right now we still have one open room. It is a queen room with an ensuite bathroom. It is the nicest room in the house. And if you are interested in either taking that room or just crashing at the house or sharing a room, please reach out to me via Discord or smoochie@gmail.com or just reach out to anyone who might have my point of contact information. I'm fairly easy to get to, except for weekends. I've been pretty busy. Outside of that, though, DLGCon, aka what previously known as TwitchCon House, it's happening the 27th to the 30th. Super excited. It's from Friday night through Monday morning. We're going to have a lot of amazing things that are going to be going on at the house. We're going to have a Sunday pool party, I believe. We're going to record a live podcast episode there. There'll be plenty of gaming, plenty of drinking, and on top of that, barbecues and just fun all around. So whether you're interested in coming to meet us, visit San Diego, or have a great place to hang out at during TwitchCon weekend, join us at the DLG house.
We might even have a taquero, which is like a catered tacos. It's pretty fucking good. Besides that, thank you to Fractal Design for sponsoring our WASD build. There's going to be a lot about talk about that a little later on in the show. So we are starting our Steam Curator page back up. Sniper, did we start from the beginning? Or did you erase everything? Or are we just adding to our old stuff? I don't know. Anyway, as he answers that, what else? Oh, Patreon. We haven't had one in a while. So let me just tell you what you get.
What do you mean? We just got a big one from Shadow Master.
Oh, that's true, because he was an upgrade. Shout out to Shadow Master. Triple, quadruple shout out. Thank you so much. He signed up for the titty tier. $50 a month. Thanks, homie.
That's big awesome. Guy. Thank you.
Oh, and he said that goes directly to Chi to help out with the house. So she, that's definitely going to help. But yeah, Patreon, the things you get at different tiers. $5 will get you a green name on our Discord and a shout out on the podcast. $10 gets you a t-shirt, which we take a loss on that. And we hope that we stay good enough to keep you around for, so we can pull a make a profit on that. And then we have the titty tier at $50, which you get a sweet purple color, which nobody else has except for Shadow Master. And you get a signed t-shirt, I think. So, but every person that signed up for that so far has declined the signed t-shirt. I guess we got to come up with another cool thing.
Nobody wants our signature. I mean,
yeah.
Hypothetically, we could give them a poster.
Yeah,
and sign that.
We used to do that too, and not one person wanted it. I don't know. Yeah, we suck.
Hmm. Well, it's nice that people want to support us.
It is true.
All right. So, yeah. I'm excited about bringing back the curator page. You know, there's so many curator pages on Steam, and I feel like they just overflow with a bunch of useless garbage. So we set very high standards here. Games that are 9 or higher, we are going to be putting on the Steam curator page. So only the choice nugs here, all right? The ones that we really, really like. I think I've already written something up for Deep Rock Galactic, which is absolutely at least a 9.
Yeah.
If not a 10.
We gave a Game of the Year for last year, so
yeah.
to give you an idea of what we think about that.
Big update coming for them too, soon, too.
Ooh, nice.
All right, so let's talk about... Ray will be joining us shortly, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that. He's hanging out in chat, apparently watching us and driving at the same time.
Yep, totally safe.
All right. On the radar, so games that have come to our attention recently, games that we have our eye on. First one is The Legend of Bumbo.
So who put this up there? It wasn't me.
I did.
Which it should be me.
Yeah. So you listed in Discord, so I put it up for you.
This is another game by Edmund McMillan, I think I got that right. That's a Binding of Isaac guy. Mm-hmm. Bumbo is a character within Binding of Isaac. He's a little dude that follows you around and collects your coins. Like, he tries to steal them away from you. And the more you coins you feed him, he gets bigger and stronger. So he's just basically addicted to money, this character. He's a very, very minor. He's one of 450 items. But he's really cute. And so me and Sam, like, we make references to Bumbo all the time. Because he's just, like, a cool character. So that's why he got his own game. But look at the graphics on this. It looks so weird.
He can't be a minor character if he's got that much character to make a standalone game, right?
He's a super charismatic dude that hardly ever shows up.
With all the character, not minor at all.
Yeah, exactly it. But look at these graphics. I mean, it's hard to... So right there, that's in-game graphics.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like cardboard cutouts.
It's cardboard cutouts in a 3D environment. It either has a stick holding the thing up or strings are holding the little flies up. A few months ago, I was talking about Yoshi and how good that looked because it was paper cutouts. Mm-hmm. I think this shit's all over it. I mean, this looks exactly like cardboard. Even the coloring on the cardboard is like not complete and stuff. It looks like a kid did it. I think it's really cool. I don't know what kind of game it is though.
Visually, it's reminiscent of those solar system shoeboxes that you used to make in school.
In school, yeah.
Where you would have a shoebox and then you would hang little things inside
moons and
of
stars
it.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah.
So that's what the game is like. It seems very confined, but then it's all Binding of Isaac.
Like characters and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's some sort of RPG, I think. But
let's take a look here on the Steam page.
I even looked at it, Bobby. I don't think there's a whole lot of...
Like, they don't have tags yet. Uh-oh. Well, it's coming out November 12th.
Did we lose our mouse control?
No, I just can't find the mouse because the cursor turns small again.
Maybe we should
make
a giant one.
I did. It reverted back to a small mouse cursor, and I keep losing it. So release date on The Legend of Bumbo is November 12th. No price yet, and it's tagged as strategy, indie, adventure, roguelike.
You know what it looks like to me, Bobby? It looks like I want to update a bunch of stuff, actually. Do you know when we say dungeon crawler, what does that bring to mind for you, Bobby?
Like Diablo?
Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
Diablo.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've been wrong this whole time. According to, I did some Google searching, and every time I brought up dungeon crawler, things like, what's that game that you fell in love with last week? The one where you play four characters and she was a rat?
Oh, well, that's Legend of Grimrock 2.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's...
Those are dungeon crawlers, according to Google.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What Diablo is a hack and slash, I believe. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Even the experts are wrong sometimes, guys.
Yeah, the hack, I don't know, man.
How could Diablo be a hack and slash? Because there's no button commands for Diablo like that. Diablo is more like an RPG because you're using...
It's all about the type. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't make up these things. But that's just the way it came up. Can we get a confirmation from chat?
I would not call Diablo a hack and slash.
We'll see.
I don't care what the internet says. The internet is a lie.
Well, it could be I don't know. I want to get into semantics again. All right. So where are we at?
So next up. Okay. No, we didn't lose sound. God, Ray, what's going on here?
Yeah, you're not doing much.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce this, but the next game is Noita.
Noitia is what Noitia. I was going with.
So I'll spell it out for you. N-O-I-T-A.
So Noitia? This is maybe the Noita. Third time that this has come up on the show because they've been in development so long. But it is a 2D pixel art game. But the thing that they're doing, it's... How do you explain this? They're not real pixels. It's actual polygons, and they're pretending to be pixels. So they can do things with pixels that pixels can't do. So it's all like, what do they call it? They go to the description, Bobby. They say it a certain
Something
way.
Something simulated.
Yeah, they're simulated pixels. And so they can get away with a lot more. It's a lot more intense graphically than it looks, but it ends up looking really pretty.
Are those voxels? Is that what they're called?
I think so.
Voxel art.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what you could end up doing is have fluid motion, which you can't do with pixels. Pixels are either there or not there. And then you get motion through, like, the way that you make them move. This, you actually get fluidity and stuff. And anyway, it all ends up looking really pretty. And that's NOTIA, and it comes out this month, finally.
What's the price point on this? Let's take a look. No price point. Coming out September 24th. Said from the makers of the Swapper and the Baba Is You. Swapper, that was a game we all enjoyed many years ago.
Yeah, I wasn't able to beat it, Bobby. And you were. Thus, you're smarter than me.
That one, I felt like the puzzles were really good in that game, the Swapper. There was one that I got stuck on, one puzzle, which is pretty good out of a whole game if you only get stuck on one puzzle.
Yeah. You Googled it?
Yeah, yeah.
This entire time I've been feeling inferior to you, and you Googled it?
You know, the one that you got stuck on is probably different from the one that I got stuck on.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's funny how that works.
At this point now, though, time to Google is so much smaller than previously before. Before, we had to figure it out.
Yeah.
But then now, if you get stuck, I maybe give myself a minute or two before I just try to find the answer if I'm really at a point where I know it's not happening.
I will torture myself for 20 minutes.
Well, it depends on the game. On games I don't really care about, for instance, for Resident Evil, I'm stuck right now, and I practically gave up the game, period, because I am frustrated that I got stuck on Resident Evil 2. But for games like Forager, I got stuck, and I was just letting my chat tell me what to do.
Yeah,
I was looking up the puzzles, and no time at all.
The more casual the game, the easier it is to.
And then since playing classic WoW, like WoWhead is just like instant gut reaction. If I have any inkling of a question regarding anything, it's just straight to WoWhead. There's no figuring it out.
I know he put in a mod called like Questy or something like that, and it just highlights everything. He said it's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, and that's what I need to do. Right now, I'm not only am I back to classic, but I'm going in raw. No mods currently. Mm-hmm. Not because I have anything against mods. I think mods are amazing. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I'm at that point in the game where it's not imperative that I get it so soon. I'm still very early in the game, so.
All right, next game is Green Hell. This is a survival
game, I think.
Yeah, open primarily. World survival.
But in the screenshots and the videos, I did see some combat, so I don't think it's just you against nature. It's also, I don't know, it's you in the jungle trying to survive, get food, all that kind of stuff.
Looks good.
I thought we were over all this, though.
This looks like
The Forest.
Yeah,
it does. The Forest, that's what it is.
This looks a little more hardcore on the survival side, though.
They always
look
good.
Piss soup. Did you see that?
Yep. And sometimes you have to have piss soup, when you're in the jungle. I mean, there's no way around it.
Just for the flavoring, though. Substance isn't there, but the flavor, delicious.
This game is $25.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those AA titles. They actually did a 3D. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. I feel like I've already been there.
Is this also a multiplayer type of game? Because you're seeing a lot of tribal people.
Yeah, single player
only. That's the only tag on this, is single player.
Single player only, and it is not in early access. So this is a complete game.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, it says early access right there, Bobby.
Usually they have a banner right here that says early access. Right. Yeah, they've got the little tag right there.
Oh, maybe it's coming out of
early access. Story mode update live 1.0 launch.
Yeah,
maybe it's just about to, or it's just released early access.
Think that there would be reviews on it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Either way, not that interested.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you say crafting survival, I'm out.
Yep.
Crafting survival, but single player and with story.
Yeah.
Might be worth it. A lot of the multiplayer crafting survival, there's really no. Yeah, true. But here's the thing. Most of what's available out there has no essence of story whatsoever. You have to more or less create your own environment.
Story. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised if Subnautica has a story in it now. And also the wolf one that I couldn't beat because I had an issue with throwing rocks at wolves. What was that one? The Long Dark?
The Long Dark, yeah. One more thing on this. I think maybe they're going for like a Lost type thing.
Because, about 15 years too late on that.
Well, I saw some laboratories and some like wheelchairs and stuff. So maybe there's like a lab on there.
Some numbers.
Who knows? If you want to find out what the mystery is, find out and then let us know. Go ahead and spoil this one for me, guys.
Oh, boy. Lost, man. I got some opinions on that show. All right.
Did you finish it,
Bobby? No.
Oh, then keep your opinions to yourself,
It doesn't
sir.
Look bad, though. It really doesn't look bad. All the little things that I saw. Like
it doesn't look bad.
He wrapped his arm. It looks like he wrapped his injury with banana leaves. And the graphics are there. Some mystery revolving the main story. It could be a good game.
It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
It's just that there's not much out there that really makes you want to hype up this game.
It's been a while, too, since we had a crafting survival, I think.
So, mm-hmm. A successful one.
Yeah, a successful one.
All right, next up is Cube World.
Do you remember playing this, Bobby? Or was it me and Chad that played this?
I don't think I played this.
All right, so it's an MMO, voxel-based, and it tried to come out in 2014. And that's when we played it. I played it. And it's really cute. Like, everything's made out of these little voxels. It looks like...
very much Minecraft.
Like Minecraft with smaller blocks. And so you could do a lot more detail with it. And then I think weapons and stuff are randomly generated. So a lot of things in this game are randomly generated. So enemies won't always look the same. And then at least this is what they were promoting the first time around. This is what I remember from then. Weapons, you know, it's not like everybody's going to be running around with the identical sword, because you could just do so much with this. And the other big selling point on this is you can dig or explode, or the entire ground, all of it is just malleable. You can just dig straight down, make a fort right wherever you want. But it makes it an MMO, so you can make your house wherever you want. It's all malleable. And originally, I was way into the concept.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just describing Minecraft.
The difference would be this is an MMO. And Minecraft is, what is it? Crafting survival, right? So this, has mobs or whatever. And they said that, exploration is the key thing that they're going for here. So it's just a gigantic world that you, I guess, get better stuff and look around. But we won't know more until it's actually out. But I'll give it another shot. I really like the way it looks, personally.
Yeah, I mean, an MMO doesn't really come down to graphics, at least not for me. There's so many other things that I value higher than that.
Random generation, too. I think that's maybe one of my favorite things in games is random generation.
I'm going to stick to WoW, guys.
How much is this game?
Go ahead with your bad self waiting 3 hours to play. I'm going to go right in.
This literally just looks like a Minecraft I don't want to play.
Oh, they do have a Steam page. Okay. No release date to be announced and no price.
They said it'll be out this month or next month.
Okay.
But this is after 5 years of silence. So, yeah.
I could see kids getting into this.
Hey, man. I'm not a kid.
Sometimes we wish we were, though, right?
Yep.
All right. Next up, Borderlands 3. Just around the corner from the release date of Borderlands 3.
So, this is how my day went today. First thing on my feed was a review from PC Gamer, and they gave it like a 65. And I was like, oh my God, fuck.
Ouch.
It's fucked. Like, there goes my dreams, my wishes. It's gone. Because I'm usually line up with PC Gamer's reviews. But that was one of, if not the lowest score given it to today. Everything else brought. Now, think about this. So Metacritic is 85. And you got to think about that 65 is bringing that down. So most people probably gave it 90s. Yeah, we're looking at it now.
They show the highest ones first.
Yep, see? 63 PC Gamer. Hmm. And everybody else is 85 and up. And we have some, highest is a 93. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Like 12 people reviewed it. But still, it gives you an idea of what you're looking at. I think we're looking at like a 90 game here. If it wasn't for PC Gamer bringing it down. Who knows? It's already bought for me. That's for sure. What are you guys? Were you guys in before? And does this change any your opinion?
No, I don't give much weight to reviews in general. But I've been kind of getting cold feet about this game. Because do I really want to spend $60 on a game that I probably won't play that much? Do I really need to play another Borderlands? Like, did we need anything after Borderlands 2? and all that DLC, like all that DLC.
The nice thing about Borderlands is that I always enjoy playing my playtime in Borderlands, whether it's solo or playing with someone else. I feel like Borderlands 3 would be worth it to buy with the $60. Just because if you're a fan, why not? I will definitely know there's a friend or two that would convince me to play this with them. And I could see myself playing this amongst launch because I think they deserve my money. And because they have a good track record from the understanding of the majority of the reviews. It's good. And I want to just see what is new about Borderlands, whether or not it's a good or bad change. I think it'd be worth exploring because it's been some time since Borderlands 2 officially launched, a long time. They've been just layering and layering the expansions, which I never really got through. I've never gotten through any Borderlands game fully, but I think the type of game it is and the history it has would make it worth it, its price tag, and for to ride the hype train rather than wait.
I also feel like this is going to blow up on the Discord next week or whenever it comes out. I feel like people are going to be playing this for at least a week.
It's the next anthem, guys.
Yep. No, don't give it that title.
Here's the thing, though. Oh my God, I had kind of a revelation this week. I don't know, and this is going to be a hot take, guys, so prepare yourself. I don't know if I ever really even liked Borderlands. I just said I did because everyone else did, but like when I think about it, I'm just like, is it that good? Is it really? Okay, yes. Here's the thing, man. I love JP Diddy. Thanks for the subscription, by the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
But here's the deal, dude. Like, I love co-op games, but I don't think a lot of people do co-op games right, especially Borderlands. In Borderlands, you're not really cooperating. You're all doing the same thing. Now, you take a game like Deep Rock Galactic, all right? I can't do my job unless the driller's doing his job, and he can't do his job unless I'm doing my job. And also, we're reliant on the other dwarves in the team. So we're connected in a way. We're like one whole unit. We're like one person, but we're like different limbs. Borderlands is just people racing through, and what's everyone doing? Just killing people. Some kill people faster, some slower. Some kill people with a sniper rifle. Some kill them with a machine gun. But really, all you're doing is just shooting up bullet sponges. And I think it's so easy that it's just kind of fun. And there's other parts about the game that are enjoyable, but I don't think this is a good co-op game, man. I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
I would like to disagree on that one because, it's not Left 4 Dead. Yes, it's not Deep Rock Galactic. But at the same time, it's a co-op game because the game itself feels like the cooperative play is fluid. I like that you don't have to worry about what somebody else is doing. You guys are kind of just going through the motions and you're able to shoot the shit and just really play the game at the pace you want to, and no one's holding you back because the game isn't that hard, and you're very right in that essence, but you're able to burn through it. It's almost got the same equation as I would say a Gears of War game in terms of like what it feels like to play cooperatively. Like you guys are just like having a blast blowing shit up. But it's not like you're dependent on somebody else.
Inconsistencies, man, that's a tough word. Too, though, like if you're playing with somebody and they're a higher level than you or a lower level than you, then it feels like you're dragging them through content or you're just running around killing everyone before they can get a shot in.
I mean, they level you
but
up.
But that's almost like the Diablo equation because that's what happened with
that's
me.
That's what I was going to tell you, Bobby. Mm-hmm. You basically, by saying that this equation doesn't work, you're saying that Diablo doesn't have good multiplayer.
Destiny. No, it doesn't.
What?
Destiny 2 doesn't have good multiplayer.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my gosh.
No.
We all know who's getting voted off the island.
Yeah, see?
But all those things exist and people buy into them millions and millions of dollars.
I know, dude. Yeah, and people sit in front of slot machines and pour their savings away for no apparent reason
Sometimes they win, dude. Sometimes they win.
Sometimes, most of the times they don't. The house always wins.
How about, but this is not what I'm a good saying. Multiplayer.
Open your eyes, man.
Yeah, okay, I think Bob is just upset that...
Dude, I just took the red pill, guys, and you guys
No, I think you're just upset that Heroes of the Storm doesn't exist, and there's no longer a MOBA with cooperative team-based gameplay available for you to play. So you're just shitting on every other team-based game, like, you know, cooperative game, because
Deep Rock
it's
Galactic
not hot.
I'm not shitting on. No, but... That is what I loved about Heroes of the Storm. Like, you win as a team or you lose as a team. Like there's no soloing that. And that I love co-op games.
Yeah, I got to go pick you up if you fall down in this game. That's about the extent of the co-op.
I hear where Bobby is coming from. This is a game where you are a one-man show together.
Yeah.
You know, like if you lose if you lose a player, you're not going to lose the game.
We'll put it this way.
But at the same time, it's more fun playing with others.
The game itself and the shooting can be hard because you can set that wherever you want. But the multiplayer is easy. And that's not what Bobby's looking for. He's looking for complex multiplayer.
It's not even so much that it's being easy. Hey, here's Ray. He can settle the score on this one.
Ray, you look slimmer. I think Ray's winning.
Oh, he's definitely winning.
Ray, you look slim.
I think I've gained
that.
I think I've
gained
Ray,
you're looking good.
Yeah, right. I still haven't lost weight. The same.
Oh, you have more hair then.
Ha! No, it's the same.
It's the black and it slims.
Oh, the black is slimming. That's right. That's right.
Ray, what's your take on Borderlands?
Okay, so the Metacricket right now is sitting at 85.
The Metacricket.
Metacricket. If he's here right now, it will be a Metacritic or critic.
Yeah. Cricket shit. Soldiers in chat. JP Diddy's in chat. Daze is in chat. These are, and I believe Gummy was here earlier. These are all people we're going to be seeing at the DLG Con House or slash Twitch Con House. So
it's
going to
be an arm wrestling contest too.
Oh, I'm going to lose on that one. Bobby's going to win. That shit.
Lotion's here too. Hi, Lotion. Hype, hype, hype. This is so exciting.
They're already here for the con house.
We should just have like a push-up contest. If you guys both lose the weight loss contest, then we're going to have 1v1 push-up contest.
Whoever loses.
I'm not going to lose because like I have been losing weight, but it's just like it's very minimal. It's really weird, but I've been eating super healthy.
He's sandbagging right now. Guaranteed
it's only been like
2 weeks.
By
far. Guaranteed. But he's like making it feel like I'm... Oh, and then every time I see him, he always has a burrito. He's like...
every time,
he's
one.
Making me feel like I can get comfortable.
I know. I think that one was totally on purpose. Because the next day, I was like...
Where were you for Beef's birthday? You missed a good time.
About recording.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I would have totally been there.
We'll talk all about that later.
Yeah. Yep. So what do I think about fucking... Okay.
What do you think about Borderlands in general?
Remember what I told you?
He never really played.
I played the first one. Second one, I never played it. And yes, please. And
my top three game of all time.
And
probably number three.
Fuck, man. What can I say? It's just, it's a looter shooter, dude, with just four dudes.
So what Bobby's trying to impose on us right now.
I'm not trying to impose anything.
Is that the looter shooter or any kind of looter game, including Diablo, is just bad multiplayer.
Why?
He's saying because everybody has to do is basically damage.
I'm just
working together.
Okay. All right. Let me speak for myself over here.
Oh, sorry, sir. Well, I didn't want you to reiterate just for this guy.
It depends
guy.
On the
We're on a
shooter.
Podcast.
Like, for instance, I think Borderlands is one of the more basic ones. And then let's say The Division is way more like complicated, especially when it comes to like your perks, the way your guy comes out.
Bobby, is Division bad at multiplayer?
I didn't get far enough to the Division to really notice.
Because you know, come on, dude, you're doing like 8-man raids and stuff, so you're like you really have to really focus.
And there's
on
positioning and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And bosses.
But I feel like this one's a little bit of the easier ones. I want to say Destiny's a little harder or a little bit more complex than Borderlands.
But all right, so to wrap this up, who's gonna buy this?
Me.
I'm in.
Yeah, me too.
Day
100.
One.
I'll let somebody buy this for me.
That's a nice one. I wish I could say that.
I'll see how things pan out. I'll
if
see
I get
how
good grades, my mom will buy it for me.
I feel like the better.
I'm sorry, my rent. I'm too busy buying into my own rent.
I feel like the better it is, the more Bobby's going to dig in his heels. Like, dude, it's awesome. It's the best shit ever. And Bobby's going to be like,
I don't think Borderlands will be the best shit ever. Like,
I don't think it will be.
I think this would be
fun.
One of the better games of the year because
I'm going to play it.
This year.
We're going to play till the end and then we're going to get all the way to the end and then we're going to have other people playing it and you'll be like, all right, let me jump in your game and help you out. So you're going to play it multiple times through your friends list and that's it. And then we're going to stop and then it'll keep going for the next 10 years with DLC.
Yep.
Just like Borderlands exactly. 2. So.
I don't know. That didn't work for any other Borderlands game except for 2. So hopefully this one catches.
Well, I feel like since there's been so much time in between, it's almost like a clean slate to just start over again.
It has been a while.
The whole classic equation.
Well, when
on a smaller scale.
Yeah. The The prequel.
The pre-sequel?
The pre-sequel.
They didn't do too good.
But that came out shortly after Borderlands 2. Like, not that far. So Borderlands 1, 2008 or 9-ish. Borderlands 2, what, 2011? I have a computer. I should probably look this up, right? Borderlands 2. And then the pre-sequel, I felt, came pretty quick after that.
I don't know about that, John.
Okay, 2012, Borderlands 2. So pre-sequel...
I get more bored with, like, I feel like I can only play Borderlands for so long.
Okay. 2014,
I hear you on that
2 years
one.
Later.
There's the reason why I've never beaten Borderlands, because, like, the looter shooter equation is what's boring, but I don't think it's bad cooperative game.
You play the shit out of Destiny, right? For hours and hours and hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who didn't? Especially the first one, dude. I feel like the first one just fucking...
Are we off this, Bobby? Or awesome. What are we doing?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one here. All right, Brawl with... well, that's the title of the article. River City Girls.
Yeah, I guess they're taking a River City Rampage and then applying it and having females be the protagonists. It has a little, like, anime pixel art thing going on for it. I just put it on there because you were such a big fan of River City Ransom, Bobby. And I didn't really take a good look at this. So
is this a sequel to River City Ransom?
I don't even know if they're affiliated with them at all.
Those are cute anime boys.
Yep. And I put it on this for Chi as well.
Hi.
So the boys get kidnapped. That's hot. And then the girls go.
Oh, hell yeah. I would totally cosplay as these girls.
So this
girls.
Is like a girl power type
no,
thing.
No, yeah, this is nothing to do with River City
Ransom. Am I the cheerleader or am I the Green Sox girl?
Maybe, though. I mean.
They're like fucking Powerpuff saving their boyfriends. Oh, I would.
But, Ray, you're talking about story-wise, it has nothing to do with it. But mechanically, you know, it's a
brawler beat 'em up.
It's a brawler beat 'em up. They probably have car and boat races. Like
River City Ransom was that Nintendo game where you punch people and a bunch of coins come out, right?
I would totally play this game.
Wasn't River City Ramson, Ramstein, wasn't it more fucking, like the one that has all the Easter egg from a whole bunch of other games?
I would totally
Or am I confusing the game?
Oh,
game.
That was, what you're talking about is like, an homage to the original River City.
There's not a lot of games I won't throw my own money at, but this would be one of them.
Now I remember.
Yeah, no, you're thinking about, what is that game called?
River City.
No, it's like, it has Rampage in the title. Yeah. But I can't remember the name of it. I'll look it up.
This is
but
almost like, it's very much Streets of Rage 2, so this is classic side-scrolling beat-em-ups.
Yeah, then it's totally like it.
I want this game. How much is it? And is it out yet?
I think it comes out this month.
You really got to link the Steam pages, not the PC Gamer articles here. Okay, $30. Ooh,
$30. Wow. It's already out. This is great for co-op. This is bought. Steam Link, hello, bought.
What's the reviews, Bobby?
Local co-op, online co-op? No online co-op. Not a ton of people playing. Reviews seem fairly good here.
Can we hover over it? I always want to see the percentage.
78%.
I want to play it. I want to go home
bucks
and play it.
Steep for a pixel-based game.
Okay, come on. Go to the movies. You're spending $30. You might as well.
That's true.
You might as well. I bought brunch this morning.
You have
$40.
AMC pass.
$40 on brunch. Mm-hmm. So yes, I could spend $30 on it.
Do you have somebody to play with, Chi?
I think I might.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, co-op games. I'm going to get really excited for. Yeah, I spent $40 on brunch.
Damn.
All right, last one. Surge 2?
Yep. So the Surge was a techno version of Dark Souls, which I really liked. I liked the way it looked. I liked the idea behind it.
Chad loved Surge.
One of the things with me, I don't know what it is in games, but like I love when I put in a new piece of armor and you can see the new piece of armor. I mean... I think I enjoy that more than most people. Like I want every single piece of my armors to look to be able to see. If I put in a new bracer, I like to see that. Mm-hmm. But this takes that to the next level where you're like this cyborg, right? And then you see an enemy and he's got some shit on him that like his right foot looks good. You have to like kill him without destroying the right foot. Because you want to tear that off his body and put it on your right foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it takes it to the next level where, like, you're trying not to damage the thing that you want. Like,
Texas Chainsaw. Give me your face.
Except for it's, like, technical or whatever. It's, like, cyborg shit. Post-apocalyptic. So, I guess the only reason I didn't continue it was that it was a Souls-like and... No, that wasn't it. I just had too much on my plate, and I probably wouldn't play this all the way through, but I would probably pick it up.
Yeah. So,
it looks a little more action-based. There wasn't that dash. That's new. That really quick dash.
So, see, this seems more like a hack and slash than what you were telling me is a hack and slash.
I don't make this up. Gee, I don't know.
Or maybe you do. Yeah, I think we need to learn.
We do.
So this is the Surge 2 is coming out September 24th. It is available for pre-order and it's going to be on the Microsoft Store for $60. I wonder if it'll eventually be part of the Xbox Game Pass for PC.
I didn't even think the first one was that good to have a sequel.
Did you play it?
No, because I never heard about it.
Oh.
I just heard Chad talking about how hard it was.
Yeah. It was his first Souls-like. Mm. So.
Yeah, and he's not very good at video games.
Yeah. True.
We love our Chad.
He's good at puzzles, and that's
why. I don't remember the last time I actually saw Chad, like, in person.
He might be going to a jail. See TwitchCon.
I hope so. That would be super exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A reunion? I'd cry. I would legitimately cry.
He's probably in the best shape of his life, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like I look the same. I gain weight, and then I get back to normal, but... Yeah.
I do that, except for the get back to normal part. What else do we got?
Now it's time to talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first?
Ray, did you have anything?
Yeah, dude. I played Ghost Recon.
Oh, yeah.
Breakpoint.
Yeah. Go for it. That's the newest thing.
I want you guys to re-roll on my WoW server, but talk about Ghost Recon. You should be talking about WoW, but yeah, talk about Ghost Recon.
Dude, the beta was out this weekend, and... I think this might bring me back to the Ghost Recon games because, like, the last one we had with all the Narcos and stuff was all right.
So you signed up and then you got into
the beta. Pretty much I signed up for the beta, so that was just, you know, anyone can just sign up, and it was months ago. Or if you got the trial for the new Ubisoft pass, then you automatically get into this.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to get the Ubisoft one. It's no
problem. Oh, they were offering a free month of that.
Yeah, free month.
Yeah,
free
it's month going on right now. I linked it on the Discord.
Yeah, it's a free month, but nah. But I think this one has everything going for it except for... Yeah, it's the guy from The Walking Dead and Punisher. He's the Punisher. The store... Okay, here's the main thing about Ghost Recon Breakpoint that really has me going, and which I feel is way better from the first one. Is the story.
First one being Wildlands, right?
Well, yeah. It's not the first one, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
There's been millions of Ghost Recon.
Of these
new ones. Yeah. That they're these new open world with, like, classes and all that stuff. It's really neat, honestly.
Four-man squad.
Yeah, that guy looks like freaking Val Kilmer. But, like, the game starts off, you're in an island, and this island's like that new civilization, right? That's, like, all the new technology, all the new stuff. We're going to create a better world. And then they just fucking went radio silent. And then a freighter gets taken down. So, you know, the ghosts go. They get sent over to the island to go investigate. I think it's one of the coolest scenes where they show these. So they're all in helicopters getting to the island. All these little mini drones fly into the helicopters and start destroying the helicopters. Just drones. Just fucking full force. Just flying into them. It was those little mini ones.
It's like a swarm of mosquitoes.
They're swarmed.
Would destroy anything.
It looks so cool. But anyways... You know, obviously, you know, that the main guy falls off the fucking helicopter.
No.
And he's alive and he's all right. What? Obviously, he's like.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
See the
Wait,
rock?
The helicopter doesn't the crash?
The helicopter no, doesn't no, the helicopter gets fucking destroyed, but he's all right.
Yeah,
obviously.
He is the rock, yeah.
And he only has, like, one cut on his fucking, like, leg.
So his nose.
Yeah. So he starts off, and you start off the game by bandaging. That's the first thing you do, which I thought was kind of neat. The animation's really cool. Here's the one thing that threw me off automatically at the game at the beginning, but I got used to it later. The running and the walking. I think it tries to be way too real, way too realistic. But it looks, sometimes when the guy's running with his gun and he's got, like, all his gear in his back, it looks like he's shitting himself or, like, he has to poop. Like, he's, like, running, like, I gotta poop. And he's just, like, running. And it's just a little awkward. I was playing with Simon with Rubber Nuts. And Rubber Nuts was just like, this guy's trying to shit the whole fucking game or what's going on. And, you know, an Australian accent, which I cannot do. I can barely say, but
if you think about, like, the way that special forces moves,
yeah,
it is kind of like that, like, they're almost squatting as their little feet move them forward. You know what
so,
I mean?
Yeah, so like they do this weird. Realistic. So I so I started watching.
Is it like the Naruto run?
No, no, that would be the opposite. So, yeah. These guys are leaning back, Naruto is leaning.
But they move their feet in the like. When I started thinking about it a little more, I'm like, okay, the way he runs would be more efficient in a way. Maybe he doesn't get as tired and he can go longer distances. I don't know. It was kind of weird. Weapons are super cool, where they're totally customizable to like undergrips, fucking red dots, fucking even the side of the barrel, and like adding everything to you, like your whole fucking guns are really cool.
How much did you play?
We played for like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a beta.
It's legit, and it's co-op.
Yeah, it's just I was getting into it. Oh, and it has a really cool skill tree, but like there are also perks, so you add those perks onto you. Where some are actually like 10% more speed when you add this perk, or where you have your gun with you, or whatever.
Was Ghost Recon always that elaborate? I'll be honest, guys, I don't think I've ever played a Ghost Recon outside
this
elaborate,
outside of
whatever it was on PlayStation.
Four classes: sniper, assault, the shotgun dude, and I forgot the other one. I can't remember.
But, so it's like they're adding
a bunch of vehicles, way more vehicles, I feel like, than the other one.
Are they adding a lot of survival shooter elements to this? Is it merging Tarkov and everything that we love from DayZ?
No, not
and
really.
PUBG
not really.
Ghost
no,
Recon?
No. Because it's still like, it's still Ghost Recon, right? It's still got that. It's like the story is really cool, to where you have all these little flashbacks of who the guy that plays Punisher and also from The Walking Dead, who he is and what happened and what's going on in the game. And it has you hooked, man. So it's got me hooked. It has a really cool camo system, which is neat.
So the constipated running has you hooked.
Yeah, a little bit. I want to see where he's ultimately going to poop. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Maybe is
it going to be a porta potty? An actual?
The way it
in
looks
a lava
like something
in a lava pit.
That's the most eco-friendly place.
Yeah. Graphics-wise, it's fucking great, man. If this will be that game that if you have that 2080 Ti and some bomb-ass monitor, you're gonna love it. Yeah. It looks fucking great. So the physics in it are really nice. The snow looks really okay. I'm saying the game's fucking awesome, and not because they also made The Division. I love The Division, but the game's actually neat, except for the running. It's kind of weird. But everything
that's
your
only qualm right now.
Yes, the running's weird. Another
so you've
thing.
Never Does had to run weird? With something up your butt, or recently something up your butt?
No.
So you
no.
wouldn't understand.
Never. Anal plugs have never been a thing for me. I don't know. Maybe in the future, when you get older. You never know.
You never know.
but it is a beta. It's buggy as fuck. It frustrated the shit out of me. I didn't know, I used to be a game tester, so you kind of go like, why did this happen? So I was kind of trying to like figure out what made my character not be able to scroll up and down in the options. Because you talk to someone, you want to buy something, then you can press A again.
There's some small bugs?
Fucking big bugs, man.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
But the running is your...
The running, dude. The running's fucking weird.
Okay.
But game's good. Game looks like it's going to be a good game. It has me intrigued. So far, honestly, it's going to be a total buy for me, man. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to be excited for this thing.
How many maroon beanies do you give it out of 10?
How many maroon beanies do I give it? I give it... I want to say... an 8, because that fucking run is stupid as fuck, man.
That's pretty good.
That's really weird. I didn't know you get triggered from the way a person runs.
Look, let's try it.
Can we bring that up, Bobby?
Let's try it.
It wasn't showing it in that video. Here, I'll try
no,
this.
No, because you have to watch actually playing the game. Right there, you can't really.
Yeah, I can kind of saw it. I saw it for a second.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see guys around Hillcrest.
See, that's all awesome.
All the time.
That was pretty cool how you dig yourself into the mud or the snow and they can't see you. Like, that camo thing is really neat. But when you go slow, you can't tell. When you sprint, you can't tell. When you run normal fucking speed, you just look like you got to poop. And you have to have, like, a full-on assault rifle in your hands. But it's kind of
pretty specific. I don't know if we're gonna
find that. Yeah. Dude, I swear, like even
you need to have the MR28 Remington and then run down this
I thought something was kind of neat where you would run uphill, your stamina bar would go down faster. I thought that was kind of neat. I've never
had that shit in Mario, dude.
If you go downstairs, they didn't
Mario 64, dude. He goes, "Oh."
Dude, shut up.
It's true.
It's not the same.
Okay.
It's not the same. This game does it prettier because you're running like you're taking a shit.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But See, none of the footage shows where they're just running like a normal speed. No. Okay. See that? It looks like he's tired. I don't know. You have to see it. It's different. You guys.
Can we move on?
Okay.
Please.
But Tom Clancy, man. It looks. It was fun. It was really fun. I can't wait for the game to actually come out and really like get into it. It's just, like I said, too many games, man.
When's the release date on this?
October 8th, I believe. Or I think it's like the first week of October.
Ooh, I can't believe you fucking jumped through that fence after burning it down. That would have burned your balls, man.
Nah.
You gotta be more careful.
Metal dries, doesn't it dry like really fast? I mean, dries out. I mean, cools.
Cools? Not that fast.
I don't know. Did something unrealistic happen in a video game? No way. The cool down on, like, go through fence.
Yeah.
That you just soldered in 2 seconds.
I had a problem with it. So Plague Tale Innocence, I said, it's probably my game of the year so far, and I put in another. So I thought I was like, I got an hour left. Like, this is probably a 5 hour game. So I was like, I'm going to beat it tonight, which was last night. And I put in another, like, three and a half hours, and it really feels like I'm getting towards the end, but I was not
20 hours in. I swear to God, guys,
I was not complaining. Like, not only did the game change a little bit, because you start to play as different characters a little bit, and also have different characters at your disposal, like, it kept it fresh. And then I just want to bring it up again, because there was two parts last night that would otherwise have been boring, not boring, but just like monotonous, because there's like a long puzzle sequence that you had to go through. But the dialogue is so fucking good that, like, it seemed like it was, since it was 5 minutes long, it seemed like it was 1 minute long because the dialogue was so great. Like, everything about this game, a great big nice story being told, you like immersive cinematic shots, you like great storytelling, it's got it all.
I don't know why this game reminds me so much of Senua.
I should really play this game. I think I said I wanted to, and I completely forgot that I wanted to play this game. You have this bot, right?
Well, you have it because it's on Origin Premiere.
Oh,
Origin.
That's right. Okay, so yeah. I do have it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, but that's probably why I forgot about it. I'm pretty sure I uninstalled Origin. Why not?
Just because, like, I feel like it's kind of like Senua's.
You have to be fully immersed.
Yeah, it's kind of like a personal story.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it feels like.
I would totally stream it then for the feels. Reaction for the feels.
You still feel feels when you're...
Stream? Oh.
You really?
I've cried. I've screamed.
Maybe it's in.
She's crying right now.
I've danced. I've done everything on stream. Like, I've been streaming for over 5 years. People have seen all elements of me.
So anyway, my it stands. Like, I still think it's a fucking fantastic game.
Game of the year? Still game of the year?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Maybe,
I have to try it out.
Put that
especially,
on the curator page.
Especially if it's your GOTY.
God damn it.
I don't have any GOTYs thus far this year. I can't really think of one.
I can barely remember the games I played this year.
This year has not been... that's why I was saying, like, if it wasn't this, and this is not a joke, it'd be Anthem for me. After this.
Ew.
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong
Think
with
about
you?
How much went in... Well, I don't want to get into
how much some, we did...
Okay, something, obviously, in, you've seen the way he runs, right? Something's up his butt if he thinks Anthem is...
It's true. It's true.
No.
Anthem's up my butt.
No.
Bobby, did you do a movie this year? This week?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, is that... Well, we'll put it at the end.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
I'll talk about Telling Lies. So that was the game that I played this week. I want to say I'm halfway through this game, perhaps.
How many lies did you tell, Bob?
Well, I'm watching people tell lies. That's what this game's about. So this is a game by Sam Barlow. He did Her Story, which is a game that I highly recommend you check out. these games are different. I've never played a game like this. So, you know, I've been playing games for a long, long time. It's rare that I come across a game that's unique. So that's why I really enjoyed Her Story. And just off of that game alone is why I bought Telling Lies. And it does not disappoint. So it's basically the same thing as Her Story, but it builds on that. It's bigger. It's a bigger story. There's other things that you can do that weren't originally in Her Story. Like, it's just bigger in every way. And I am enjoying it. Gonna see this through. You know, I've had very little time to game last week, and this week I will Carrie have more.
Beach.
This is the game that we had talked about. It had I forgot her name. It had the actress from Westworld in it. There she is. Yeah. She plays a cam girl in it. And she does a good job.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. I would play this just for her, honestly.
I was not familiar with her. I'm going to look her name up right now.
I bought you Westworld for Christmas.
Well, yeah, I know. But outside of that, I wasn't familiar with her.
Okay.
And I don't think she's done a little stuff here and there, but she's actually like a really good piano player. She's done some modeling. Like, she's doing stuff. Just
now she's a video game cam girl.
Yeah,
OMG.
Now she's in a video game. But it's hard for me to talk
She's
about this game without spoiling anything. So I don't want to spoil anything, because really this game is about, it's about story. Story in video game is so hard to do, in my opinion. There's so many rare instances where a story has actually been part of the game, been infused with the game. Usually I feel like stories in video games are like oil and water. You can put them together, but they don't mix. And rarely it happens where, like, hey, this game would not be as good if it weren't for the story, and the story wouldn't be as good as it if it weren't for the mechanics of the game. Like, they just infuse. And this is an example of that. So
my question for you is, we've had, for instance, like the most recent Black Mirror movie. Was it a movie? What was it called? Bangladesh?
Yeah.
Nonetheless,
Bandersnatch. Okay.
The fact that was an interactive movie, it was like choose your own destiny kind of thing. Does this feel anything like that?
No. So this is an FMV game, and it's not a choose your own story. So the best way that I can explain it, and I don't know if I'd even recommend this before Her Story. Like, I would totally tell people who have never played a game like this to check out Her Story first. But it is, it's hard to describe and it's really hard to pitch, but you are just searching through files and finding videos, watching these videos. The videos give you clues. You type in those keywords or those clues to find more videos, and eventually you piece the story together. So it's not even just the story that's being told, but how the story is being told. Mm-hmm. And that's where the game mechanic comes in.
You're more like an investigator?
Yeah, you're kind of like a private eye, I guess,
in a way.
Isn't
there a movie that recently came out with Harold from Harold and Kumar?
Yeah,
where
searching.
It's a dad, and he's searching up old videos to find his missing daughter.
I think that movie's very good. I almost watched it last week, but I didn't.
You think it's very good, but you almost watched it.
Yeah. Well, I accidentally got the wrong version. It was in French. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And where did you get this?
I got this at my local video store on VHS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice to know.
Fuck, I lost in fantasy football. God damn it. By 0.6 points.
Oh, go Vikings. We slayed this week. I don't even like football, but I love my Vikings.
It must be football season. I've been hearing people talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Z29, thank you for the subscription.
Thanks,
thank you, Joshy. Are you sure he subbed? He just said hello. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, he just said hello. I saw the gray bar.
You better sub now, dude.
Yeah. Now you got to sub.
You're fucked now.
He's got like a crown on him.
You already got the shout out.
Yeah.
He's good.
Now we're all waiting.
That's my real life friend.
It's getting awkward, dude.
That's my real life friend.
You got to buy a sub, too, for someone else.
Who put Super Mario Bros. On here?
I did.
All right.
That's the movie.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, not the game, dude.
Before we go on to the movie, I am going to pitch this one more time. I'm still recruiting for my WoW guild. I have not had put as much time as I wanted to in the classic WoW this week, but I am super excited to see people that I introduce into my server really find themselves making strides with WoW, like putting in the grind, already on track to make it to endgame. And we're building up our WoW guild. It's called Bastion. And some higher pop servers are doing free character transfers.
Yeah, mine has a transfer already.
So I highly recommend coming over to Harad Alliance, if you're Alliance. Yes, Her Alliance instead of Yes, Her Majesty. I don't know where I'm going. But
like one day, WoW. Because WoW, I can't play WoW.
It's hard.
For an hour.
Classic is hard.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you start playing WoW, you beat a quest, and you want to go to the next one, and then you're doing several quests. And then I use Questy and Autopilot, so they just control what you're doing, and it makes it so much easier for you to level. So
what?
Are you even playing the game?
Walk yourself?
No. You walk, but it has an arrow, and it tells you where to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a pretty chill mod, man.
Nonetheless, it's classic WoW is a grind, and I hope no one's actually complaining about that. But it's fun because even though I'm not on the same grind level as a lot of the other the other officers in the guild, because they have the time to grind and I don't have the time, but I'm still having as much fun, you know, going at my pace on the grind. I'm not hardcore classic, but at the same time, it's like I'll meet you at the end. And so many of my friends have left me behind. And I'm perfectly okay with that. And I've left other people behind because, like, in the end game is what actually matters, whether you make it there first, as long as we all make it there together. And confidently, I know that if I am really lagging that far behind, like, the guild is willing to power level. So it's one of those things.
Sounds like that's what you're waiting for.
No, not at all. I'm enjoying the game, playing it on my time.
Working, new boyfriend, everything's cool. And then, boom. No, dude, I barely played last week. But I don't know how many hours. Not that much. I got to 22, almost 23. I'm like,
You out-leveled me. I'm only level 21.
It's Questy. Questy and Autopilot help out.
Seems like you talked more about WoW than you played WoW.
No, I played a lot of WoW. No. And then half of the time enjoying your time on WoW is playing and chatting with people and trolling guild and
so like general I chat. That those mods, it's just what Questy and Autopilot do is it'll tell you grab this quest, go here, hearth here. Keep going.
Oh, it even tells you where to set up.
Yes, get this flight path. Do this,
the game for you.
Wow. So,
and then you keep going. You keep following it. And then you're like, why am I doing this right now? And then all of a sudden, it tells you, now hearth now. You hearth. You just turned in 50 quests. And you're like, what? 50 levels.
Damn, that sounds awesome.
I just got to fucking, I just beat Ragnaros yesterday.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
What are you playing?
I'm playing Undead Mage.
Oh, cool. Undead Mages level up a lot quicker than Warriors.
Has the Q team just gotten any better?
No, so Warrior is the longest one to level up, I believe.
I level up very slowly as War.
You were saying, Bobby?
The Q times, are they any better now?
They are.
They are. Okay. But
then there was DDoS attacks this week.
Dude. I think that's the part that pissed me off the most. It's like the only time I actually had to play WoW, aside from like in between it was DDoS.
That would turn me off.
So I just did homework all the fucking time, which I should be doing, obviously. But I wanted some WoW in my life.
While we're talking about RPGs, I want to give a shout out to the Adventure Zone podcast. Mobius turned me on to this. It is a father and his three sons playing D&D, and they pretty much started with never playing before, so it's pretty tough in the beginning, but they're funny people all together, and they know each other so well. Aww. It's like people that have known each other all their lives, but they're trying something new together at first, but now I can't stop listening to it. Like, this is all I'm listening. I'm working. I'm just listening to these guys level up and play, and they do a really good job of, like, instead of getting technical with the D&D and rolling exactly what they have to roll and stuff, it's more about the story, and there's this story going on, and you care about the characters. It's fucking awesome. It's really, really good. And the other thing that's good about it is, like, you know that it was, like, a success for them. They made a lot of money off of it because they quit their jobs and started doing it. But they were into podcasting, like, early. Like, I know that I'm listening to shit that's, like, 10 years old or whatever. And so, anyway.
They're still playing the same game, like, 10 years later?
That I don't know. I don't think so. No. Because right now they're talking about how, like, this story has to end and they have to make new characters. But, like, just the way that they play it, and it's just great. It's called The Adventure Zone. Check it out.
That's really cool.
Yeah. We still haven't played.
I know. And this is why I've been bringing it up. I really want to play D&D.
Pick a day. Daniel's down, Beef is down, I'm down, you're down. That's four.
That's right. I think we should do it online too, because there's a lot of things. I would rather do it in person, but Bobby, online. Do you want to play? Because you were getting into
RPGs. I feel like that loses the whole thing. I would want to do it in person.
We'd all have to buy dice.
I have a set you guys can have.
I don't know.
Yeah, I want to be there when we're like...
So much time, dude.
Dude, it's just you cannot play D&D like online. That's not fun.
I've done it.
In that case, let's just play WoW.
Right? No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. Totally accurate battle simulator.
Yeah, I'll bring this up every time they have a good update because I love this game. It's one of my favorite games this year.
Game of the year?
Not game of the year.
Damn. No,
it's lacking content. But then again, it hasn't had its full release. But it's a 9 out of 10 on Steam. And
it looks so funny.
So they just had their Renaissance era. They go by eras, right? So the different armies are made up by eras. And so the Renaissance came with the standout ones are the Musketeer.
That's horrible. They probably always lose because they're French.
That's the first gun in the game. They're actually super strong. I almost feel like every one that comes out is stronger than the last one. So it almost seems like they're just like leveling up. Because the one before this, the Dynasty, the Asian one, was super strong. And now this one, I think it might be the strongest one.
Interesting. But, you have to unlock these classes by finding them on maps.
That's for the secret ones.
Oh.
Every era has like two secret ones. I just went on. Yeah, their base unit is a painter.
Yeah, of course. That's why they never won any battles, dude.
Yeah. It's one of the strongest ones.
Back in the day, because Google was smart and funny, you would put French war victories.
Yeah.
And they would put, did you mean French war defeats?
Wow. Yeah, they don't win a lot.
Ever.
Ever.
What about Napoleon?
Napoleon never won.
He only won against his own people. I think. I might be lying here, but I think it was only like revolutions and stuff.
Yeah, and he'd really do anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it works out.
Yeah.
But I don't think they won against other countries very much.
I don't know. Maybe Sniper knows.
They did not.
He's saying that they won every battle until WWE 2. I think that's false.
That's such a lie.
America. Fuck fries. Freedom fries.
Freedom fries.
Oh, one of their best units is the balloon archers. So I love it when their guys use physics. So they hit you with a balloon and then it's stuck to one of your limbs. And like the heavier units can keep walking forward, but their arm that has the balloon in it will be up. So if the weapon that they're using is up, then they could only like slap.
Shoot upwards.
Yeah. Until the thing disappears. And the first tank is introduced in this expansion. So I don't know if you guys knew this, but Leonardo da Vinci is like a crazy good inventor. He came up with the parachute, bunch of stuff. So he made up this tank. And so it's called the Da Vinci tank. And Bobby, can we find it? It spins.
It's at the beginning of the video here.
Yeah, it spins and it shoots cannonballs in one direction. I would hate to be inside of this thing, but as far as like being on the battlefield, it probably fucks shit up. It'll probably be at the end, Bobby, because it's the last
360 one. Cannonballs?
Yeah, pretty much.
They showed the tank, but they didn't show it in action.
There it is. A little bit back.
There it is.
Falling apart there.
It's like a carousel of cannonballs.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Carousel of cannonballs. I think we have the episode name, Bobby.
They use the blueprint. Remember the... Da Vinci had the whole helicopter thing, right?
Yeah.
Used like half of that together with just other crap. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's great. Oh, yeah. I filled it full of fucking balloons. Like all the flaps were going up, but it didn't affect it at all. They didn't give a shit. Anyway, love this game. I went all through the Renaissance missions. Every time a new faction comes out, it comes with like 20 missions. So I played a couple nights and got through that.
I forget. Is this game like multiplayer?
Still not. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Dude. Why would you make this game and I can't fight you?
It doesn't make any sense. I think eventually, like 1.0 launch, we'll have that. We don't even have to fight. Like, how easy is the multiplayer? I set up my guys, you set up your guys, and then they fight. Like,
yeah.
We don't even have to do anything.
That's so cool. I want to fight other people. Yeah. I don't just want to play the computer all the time.
Yep.
I don't know.
Still $14.99 for that game in early access.
Totally worth it. Right now, you'll probably get at least 20 hours of it.
And this game will totally go up in price. I can see it going, being a $30 game.
That's been the thing coming out of like early access lately. Yeah. As soon as they hit 1.0, there's probably going to be a $20 game. Get it now. Have some fun.
I see this going $29.99. No joke.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's that good of a game from what I've played and from what I've seen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, once it's a full game.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for games. Well, let's talk about Jazz Punk. That was your homework this week, Emilio.
Yeah. Why'd you make me play this?
This is fucking hilarious.
So I felt like we said, there's no troll games. I felt like this was a troll game almost.
Is that the game?
No, I wish it looked like that. I do remember that it was received pretty well.
Yeah.
I remember people liking it.
Yeah.
So, and I had never played it, so I was looking forward to going into it.
But yeah, so it's not really a game. It's more of a walking simulator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not the problem that bothers me. That's the thing that bothered me. More like, it's kind of like, if you're weird for weird's sake and you're being funny, kind of funny during it, then you can just get away with like, technical flaws throughout the entire game. Like it's technically a bad game. Like it's hard. The controls aren't very good. You can't do very much. And so in that way that it's a bad game, but then it's just super, super, super weird and kind of funny. And they expect that part to make up for the rest of it. So I hope this was made by like less than four guys. Cause I don't know. I did laugh out loud probably three times throughout the whole game. It's very short. It doesn't overstay its welcome. I didn't hate it, but I think if I would have played it maybe when it originally came out, it would have done a little bit better. But yeah, not for me.
I don't know. I was like every little, it was super delightful. Like every turn you make, there's something ridiculous happening.
Yeah, it's ridiculousness everywhere.
I don't even know how to like if you're paying attention, if you're really taking it inch by inch, it's a wild fucking ride. That's what
she said.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. But that's what I enjoyed the most about Jazz Punk because yes, it may be a short game, but if you're really digesting all the little comedic
well, that's like, why I feel like it's more like a stream game then, because it's more like because like we like I
would pause and just
I would to see your reaction if you laugh.
I have this on YouTube.
Yeah, so that's cool.
It's like I would pause. I'm not sure if you could find me playing this game on YouTube, Bobby, but I had a fucking riot.
Don't find her fake profile though.
Not my fake profile, but it's my real.
Like some just weird nudes.
I think Jazz Punk. Like,
I wasn't speeding Jazz through Punk. It. I was trying to talk to everybody. I was trying to check every corner. My favorite part was probably when Macho Man came out
Jazz
of
Punk. You have to type in Jazz Punk, yeah.
He came out of a random wall, Macho Man Randy Savage, and pulled me into the ring.
Never mind.
And then I fought him in the ring. Like, the graphics changed. The sound was great. The character design, that whole part was awesome, except for the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, all you can do is left click in this game.
Yeah, there were a few small puzzles, I want to say, right? Like real basic stuff.
Yeah, basic stuff.
Yeah, nothing that's going to trip you up too much.
Yeah.
A lot of callbacks to old stuff like ICQ.
ICQ, that's cool. Yeah. Good job on that one, dude.
all right, so not a hit over here. But
I wasn't a fan.
I do remember a glitch, a game-breaking glitch for me. That's when I had to stop. I don't remember what happened. But
I had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you got... Really?
That's what I'm saying. Technically, it's a bad game. Like, you know, it breaks...
There's still bugs in the game, and it's this old?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Well, and you didn't beat a two-hour game? What the fuck?
I don't think it's 2 hours, is it?
If you speed through it, it'd be two. If you checked every corner, probably three.
You didn't beat a three-hour game, G?
Time to beat. Look it up.
Gee, I played this game. It's like 2 to 3 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He just beat it in 3 hours. Oh, Bobby probably beat it in one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a long game. Ooh, but it doesn't need
remember,
to be.
Remember, Bobby, he connects this computer to his body.
Yes.
So it's faster.
There's no input devices.
Nope. So I still don't know how he does the typing simulators, to be honest. The typing games. How do you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep, there you go.
2 hour exactly game. I didn't beat it. Exactly.
Bobby, the other thing, why doesn't, what's that thing where they try to beat the games as fast as possible? Speedrun. What's the organization?
Speedrun.
Games Done Quick.
Yeah, they should hook up with that website and like have the world's fastest speed as well.
Call them up, dude.
Right? That seems like a...
Call them up.
That has nothing to do with me.
Spokesperson.
Maybe, I don't know, because people go to Time to Beat to see how long a game is if they play it. If they have speedrun times, then that's not really what people go to that website for. I don't know. But yeah, it might be interesting.
Well, with that Jazz Punk, almost every item is... You can interact with every item. Yeah, you can pick a lot it up. Of things.
I don't know. Maybe we oversold it. Like, it's just a fun little game, you know? Yeah. It's not anything.
And I get it.
Like, amazing. But
I get it. But in 2019, I don't think it works.
When did this game come out? It wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
1956, by the way.
2014.
2014 is old as fuck.
It's not that fucking old. And then this game with last year.
It's like, classic old.
No. This game is just a walking sim. Like, walking sims with...
Thank you, sir.
With a lot of callbacks. I don't see how this could get old. Yeah. No, thank you.
The pina colada one?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right. We're done talking about games. Time for me to talk a little bit about a movie. So, my Doom review is up. It's on the YouTube channel. Check it out. Man, bad streak. So Doom, not a very well received movie. We talked about that last week. I still like that movie. The movie I watched this week was Super Mario Bros. And this one was a little more difficult. So this is the first live action video game movie ever. So, you know, I'm not going to criticize it too much, but what I ended up doing with this video that'll be up on Friday is talking a lot about the making of it, because that is, in kind of a way, more of an interesting story than the movie itself. A lot of issues in the making of this movie. It did not do well at all. Like, it was a box office bomb. Yeah. It tanked pretty hard. I didn't see this movie for a while, so it came out right at the same time as Jurassic Park, so that's tough to go up against.
Oof.
So I didn't see it till it was on VHS, but...
I went to the movies to go see this one, dude.
Oh, you did?
Hell yeah.
Bummer. Yeah.
I was a kid. I loved it.
I don't remember too much about
it. I was
this.
A little kid. I was like...
See, as a kid, I really didn't like it. I liked it... The first time I watched this movie as an adult was actually like a year ago. Wasn't that long ago. And the first time I saw it as an adult, I was like, okay, I get it. Those are the Goombas. They say glug, glug when they go, you know, when they high five, like when they go into the tubes. Oh, that part's like a tube. And oh, the fungus and the mud. Like, I started seeing all the connections. As a kid, I was like, what does any of this have to do with Super Mario Bros? Like, mm-hmm. I just totally... It looked so different from the video game. It was really hard for me to process that as a kid, but I do enjoy this movie a lot more as an adult. It's still like, it still definitely got issues, man. Like, this movie's got problems, and I go into detail on what those are in the video. To put it generally,
you can't go wrong with Dennis Hopper and fucking John Leguizamo, dude.
Well,
why aren't you playing your movie review on the telly?
Like, it doesn't come out till Friday. Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, Dennis Hopper.
Oh, like, wow. Raspberry Rosé. Damn. I'm so sorry, Bobby. I'm sorry, dude. Sometimes I don't even know I'm fucking talking.
I hate raspberry. But, yeah. So, I mean, the acting in this is as good as you're going to get from these guys. Like, they gave up. There was a lot of turmoil on set in this movie. It did not go well. And, really, they had a different idea when they started the movie. They brought in these directors that were known for doing kind of edgy stuff. And then... Right when production started, they were like, you know what? We want this to be accessible, family-friendly. So you get this clash of tone throughout the entire movie, and it's very apparent. I mean, I remember watching this as a kid and thinking, like, he just, like, bit that stone out of between that lady's breasts. Like, what's up with that? That's kind of weird. I wish I could play the part for you, but I don't know what this video is showing. But there's a lot of sexual stuff in the movie. There's a lot of adult stuff in it, like little snippets of it here and there that I was just, as a kid, I was like, why is that even in the movie? That seems odd. Not to mention nothing looks like it does in the video game. So, yeah, I mean, you see the problems right away. And then there was a lot of You know, there was a lot of pushback from the producers, problems with them and the director, which in turn turned into script rewrites. So there were problems with the actors. So Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo pretty much just got drunk for the entire shoot. And because of that, Bob Hoskins injured his hand, had to do it with the cast. Dennis Hopper was like, screw it. And he just stopped memorizing its lines. And so you can totally tell. Like, he's such a pro because it's Dennis Hopper, right? He's such a pro, but you can tell that he's just kind of like, da-da-da, you know, like he's like reading it like 5 seconds before he actually performs it. And you definitely see that. But, you know,
that's a shame, man, that that's what happened. It wasn't that the script was bad. Bobby, you know a lot more about this. Have there ever been reshoots or rewrites that end up being better than what was trying to be fixed? I feel like it's so much work to get everybody back together in the studio.
Well, to be honest, I hope that... Did you know that Star Wars right now is going through reshoots?
Ooh. Well, I mean...
The new Star Wars...
Okay, 99.9% right of movies have reshoots, though.
No, but this is like
but
bad,
after
bad.
It's in the can.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you have principal like photography.
The movie comes out in December.
Yeah, well, they always rush it for December. I mean, it's Disney, man. They fucking, you want to talk about crunch, dude. Disney crunches hard. Yeah, that's why, scary. Like, in the first Star Wars movie, they, like, fired two people because they didn't have the script done in time.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog, they're completely changing the character because people said it's, it was a DL Gaming dump that, we were like, oh yeah, we can't do that.
I still want to
someone's mentioning The Pest in chat. Yeah, that I think I brought up that movie a little while ago. Great John Leguizamo movie.
He's a good actor, dude.
Yeah,
he's funny.
He is a good actor.
I watched a little bit of his one-man show. I wasn't into it.
So what's the next movie that you'll be watching, Bobby?
Can you stop talking about
this movie? Was so bad, but it was so good.
So here's the last thing I'm going to say about this, and this is what I came to realize when I watched this movie as an adult for the first time a year ago. If you forget it's about Super Mario Brothers, this movie is actually a lot better. Like, don't go into it thinking, okay, it's going to be a Super Mario Brothers movie. Think of it as just some weird early 90s movies about some, like, dinosaurs and or some plumbers fighting dinosaurs, you know, just like Brooklyn plumbers jump into another
dimension.
It's
only something I want to watch,
yeah,
right?
like it's just a weird little movie. Like, take the title away and it actually becomes a lot better. So
that's good. I like that.
Yeah. So the next movie that I'm going to be watching is Street Fighter. I'm just getting all the bad ones out of the way, man.
What? Well, they're all bad, right?
They're all bad.
No. I mean, they're all bad, but there's some that are just like,
why not the anime one?
I did watch the anime one a couple months ago. Yeah,
you like that one, right?
Yeah, that one was. I mean, it's the best. It's probably the best Street Fighter movie. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of the Street Fighter movies. That was the first anime one I've seen. There's several others, but yeah, I'll get into that next week. But yeah, I'm going to have some strong feelings about that movie. I'm usually very positive about these things and looking for the good parts of them, but that's going to be very difficult with this one.
When are you watching Detective Pikachu now that it's out?
Probably soon. You know, this is the first, and I mentioned this in my review. So, like, this is the first live-action video game movie, and it does absolutely terrible. Nintendo is, like, scarred for life. The next time we get a Nintendo movie is Detective Pikachu, like, a year ago. Like, they were just, there's no Legend of Zelda movie. There's no, like, whatever.
There are probably some animated shows of Zelda.
Yeah, no, there's some animated stuff, but never, like, a live action.
Yeah, there's a classic Zelda cartoons.
Yeah, and there's, like, a Pokemon animated.
Link in a live action.
You can't.
We talked about this already, right? It's like, you cannot have a Zelda movie.
It's too good.
It's too good.
It's too good.
You can't ruin it.
Live up to it.
I don't think Nintendo would ever... No, I don't know.
If you were to put a gun to my head, I would say like Legolas when he was shooting those movies.
Orlando Bloom.
Early, like young.
No,
Link that's
is
corny.
A little bit more masculine than
look
Orlando
at him.
Bloom.
It's kind of corny. I don't know. I don't think you can, man.
And then how old is Link? I guess he's a teenager, right? Most of the time,
he's a kid. Yeah, like a teenager.
Yeah,
I hate teenagers.
Well, it depends because like in some of the Zeldas, he's a little kid.
Yeah.
Did we forget to notify people in Steam?
About what?
Or not Steam, typing in Steam. Discord. Yeah,
I mean, that's Sniper's job.
Well, usually we give him the going live at this time.
Right, Sniper? Right? Never mind what I said about earlier. You're out.
All right, let's talk a little
Shadow Master, here. You're in.
Get your backpack or whatever weird shit you have. You're coming along. He just shows up with like a necklace of skulls. Like, what the fuck?
All right, first up for news, Steam's library overhaul launches with a beta update September 17th. So this is what we've all been waiting for, the Steam graphic overhaul that's going to deal mainly with the library, but also some other things. They're going for more of a interconnectedness between everything, you know, more of a fluid feel to it. I'm excited to see it.
Is it available on their beta?
Yeah, you have to opt into the beta, I think most of us already are. I know I am.
I think everyone clicked on that thing when we... it's like you're going through the settings trying to find something because like you want to change your username or something. I don't know. And you click through everything.
I would like to see the differences, but at the same time, it's not all too important to me to have a visual overhaul because all I need is the search bar and my games alphabetized and boom, I'm a happy girl. I'd rather just be
that's
in
why the
game
Epic launcher's so good.
Just, like have something like I barely put any effort into my wallpaper for my background. So
here's two features I want to see out of this. One, when I'm talking to a friend, I want to see what games we have in common, multiplayer games that we have in common. There's websites that do that, but why do I need to go to an alternate website to do that?
Steam does it already.
Steam does show.
It shows you already.
It shows on already the right. How many friends.
Every time I download a game.
How many of your friends
I know if
game?
You have it or not.
No. I'm saying me and Chi are talking, and then we want to play something, but we can't think of what to play. There should be a window that says all the games that we could play together.
Oh, so like an automatic, like here you go, boom. Mm-hmm.
Or just click on it.
It'll track all the games and give you a list.
I don't know. I know my gamer friends well enough to kind of know like what they might have in their library.
But come on, that's kind of neat. Like, think of it.
That would be good.
Like, and the other thing, talking like random, and it's just like, oh, what games do you have? You click on it, and it'll show you the list. Like, you guys have.
These mutual games? Okay, that would be kind of cool, but I feel like they already have something like that.
There's a website that does it for you.
Yeah, they got websites.
Yeah.
Well, Steam itself says you have 103 friends that also play this game.
Oh, I know, but that's only if you click on the game, and then it'll show you the game to play.
So it works backwards.
You just want to do it right away, you click on you and the friends.
Another thing, you should be able to search your own games by tags and categories. You cannot do that right now. I feel like shooting things in the face. You can't even search by shooter.
No, but then that would have...
But you could create folders and move games in and out.
Sure, ahead of time.
But then that would have to make the developers do that into their own games and make like little tags and everything for their games.
No, there's tags already.
Nonetheless, this is really cool. Steam is still the best fucking game launcher out there. Enough said, in my opinion. And it's nice that we're getting these
updates. Have you checked out the Discord one?
Complaining.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I still...
Have
like
you seen
the
Epic
fact
Launcher?
That, ew.
So good.
I can't even get into my... Never mind. Let's not get into this, please.
All right. Next bit of news here. Remnant from the Ashes is getting an adventure mode and new dungeon.
I saw it a couple
weeks ago. You said new
dungeon. I saw it a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they're adding all this stuff to it.
All I got.
I think it's awesome, man. The game's great.
Have you seen that already?
Yeah. Okay. I noticed a couple people on the... on the Discord playing it, which is cool. Hit me up. I'm down to it. Hit me up before Borderlands, because once Borderlands comes out, I am completely...
That's a tight schedule. What do you got, a week and a half Borderlands?
But then again, I got to... No, it's the end of the week. Then I got to edit.
Well, gee, I think somebody was trying to get a hold of you for WoW.
For what?
Check the Discord. I think he was playing on your server or something.
Yeah. Really? Did he PM me?
No, PM.
If you did not PM me, good luck trying to get to me.
PM,
like, you
DM.
Need to
no,
DM.
I think it was on some
slide
other...
Slide in those DMs for cheap.
It was on some other social
yeah,
media
don't
thing.
At me, because I have all my Discord and muted. But if you actually...
That explains.
Makes sense!
Yeah. Dude, I don't... Like, if you DM me, then I'll see that God. I have a personal message waiting. But if you just at me, it's muted. I'm in so many Discord servers, I have to mute everything.
Delete them all. I'm only in two.
No, that's not how
I
do.
Yeah, I keep it to a minimum.
I like jumping into, like, when I want to talk to a particular someone, I'll jump into the server because I know that they'll be there.
If you're friends with them, you can just DM them anyway.
Or I could just hop in and just, like, voice chat them. We all Discord differently. I don't Discord for my games. I Discord for my friends, so. Yeah.
All right. So we had a build this last Friday. We were building a computer for WASD, and we recorded it, and that's going to be on YouTube one of these days.
By the end of the week, hopefully.
Right on. This is the computer that's going to be presented at the TwitchCon house, I believe, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the whole plan. So the way, just a real macrocosm of how it all worked out, Fractal Design hooked up an entire computer, almost like 99% of it, for us to build it for WASD, which we did, which is also kind of us because I'm on the board with them too. Bobby is kind of like he's like the janitor over there. He doesn't clean up shit though. And then that went into TwitchCon house, which hopefully we get a veteran, that's in need of, some people to hang out with and a direction in his life. And hopefully we can help him out with that. So all that shit happened. It finally all came together. We're still looking for the recipient. But we built a computer. And mm-hmm. How did that go, Bobby?
Well, I was going to ask you, how do you think that went? I'm going to share a few pictures here. So this is just Ray's friend Diego was helping set up here. You can see.
Is that a bed sheet as a tablecloth?
Mm-hmm.
It's yep. a fitted bed sheet, not a normal mm-hmm. bed sheet. A mm-hmm. fitted True. Bed sheet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
With wrinkles.
These are yep. all facts.
You can't see that.
But none of that was in the shots.
Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. I got this.
Yeah. None of that was in the shots, G.
Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on Emilio here, right? Yeah. Drinking a beer.
Here's the problem.
Resting a beer.
Resting a beer on my belly.
Okay, whoops. There's another one. He's on his phone.
Yep.
And we're like, hey, Emilio, why don't you just look busy just for the pictures? And he pretends like he knows what he's doing.
I was like, oh, yeah. I know this thing.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
These are good photos. Bobby, I miss your room.
Yeah.
Where's your bed? Oh, no, it's there. It's it just there. Looks There's like my a couch.
Bed. So we push the couch over.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like... If I lay down on that bed from that shot.
Literally, Bobby's room looks like there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks
it's a storage. Empty. It's a
That's
storage.
That's the truth.
It works pretty well as a studio. The sound isn't spectacular in there, but it worked really well for what we were doing.
Yeah. Especially with the TV in the background.
Super clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bobby's studio looks nothing like mine. There's a shit show.
There's no Mars on the, like everything is pristine. If he would just remove his furniture, he wouldn't even have to clean for if he were to sell the place.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I got a Roomba for that. Those things are great. They're kind of loud, yeah. though. But how do you think the build went, Emilio? How did... Because you...
Diego.
I mean, we built it together, but doing it in front of the camera was kind of tough.
So I want to say this. I thought this was really funny. Have you ever been... like?
I don't think so.
Emilio's never been a part of like filming something.
No, I don't.
He was telling everyone like, yo, don't worry, we're gonna film this. Like in an hour, we'll be done. So like, yeah. we're gonna do this. We're gonna boom, boom, boom. 2 hours, I'll be home, sweetie. All right, bye, Sam. Like that. It's like, bro. Yeah.
We were up till 1 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, way past my bedtime.
That's ridiculous.
Just my stream alone. It, like, takes so much time. Like, half the prep work goes into...
Oh, beforehand?
Yeah. Like, beforehand.
Yeah. There was a lot of that. There was a lot of, like, shooting things 3, 4, 5. I was shitting the bed on my,
it
on
was
my dialogue.
It was so good.
I hope we got a blooper reel.
No, there will. It's going to be so good. It's just, Emilio, it's just...
I thought God naturally, damn. I did everything like if you're watching a TV show where somebody did something bad in front of camera, I was doing all that shit. I was looking at the wall.
You can't, you don't imagine Emilio being that way. That's no,
you
thing, don't. Like,
did you ever take,
cause he's on the
did
podcast.
You ever take speech class or anything like that?
No, it's not, it had nothing
I've
to do with
that. I've never been to class, period.
It's just way different.
It's very sure? different.
Yeah, it's just way
when
different.
You're in a casual environment like we are now. But like for some reason, when you have a bunch of lights up and there's people standing behind these big phallic cameras, yeah. and they hit the button and starts recording, and you got a line you got to say. For some reason,
it just completely
like
changes.
Everybody gets tense. And I mean, I'll be honest,
Bobby was so fucking natural, dude. Holy
so
shit, this guy should be a spokesman for something, yeah. dude. And he's standing there with his fucking fitted shirt with his fucking arms and shit like, what's up, guys? WASD. Yeah.
It's like,
what the fuck, dude? Yeah.
He was wearing his tightest shirt.
The tightest shirt he could find.
The tightest shirt he had.
The tightest one, dude.
And I wasn't there. I'm sad.
A shirt that tight, I only fit into when I was the newborn. It was like that.
This is what happened. I was like, hey, Bobby. Do you want to put on DLG shirt or something? And he's like, should I? I was like, what the fuck just happened in here?
Holy shit.
I swear to God, halfway through the build, I was imagining Bobby taking off his shirt just for the fuck of it.
Wow. Good thing I wasn't in that room. He wouldn't have been safe.
It's my green shirt. It fits me very well, and I don't get to wear it here now because we use the green screen. So
you should wear it with the green screen.
Be a floating head. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, it was funny. You were making all the mistakes that like all my students make because they've never done it before. It's just the first timer mistakes, it's my favorite stuff though, dude.
5 years of podcasting, I'm on like I don't make
it's
any.
Totally different.
It's totally different. It's totally different.
Yeah, it's totally different.
I thought I was going to be it like, in its final form. Yeah. I've got to see it in its final form.
I think I might need the raw footage. Yeah,
I was like,
I was like, terrible.
No, it's the worst part is like he would fuck up mid.
Bad.
He would fuck up mid, and I'd be like, oh, okay, but maybe the rest would get better.
So you never had to do like public speaking or anything like that, Emilio?
Well, it's not even just the speaking part, but it's when you're working with someone else too. So like this is my favorite thing is I've run into this problem with students all the time. You got two people in front of a camera. The camera's going. One person is saying their lines. The other person just has this vacant look and they're just off in the distance. They're totally not present.
I'm gonna zoom in on some of the
time. You just do the slow zoom.
Seriously, dude. Because Bobby's just like, yeah. He's like trying to sell you like a ShamWow. Yeah. And then we have Emilio's going like, what do I do with my hands? It was so
kind of
good.
Oh my goodness!
And it's funny because
expect him to get casted for
it's just all the first time.
Is it QVC? What's the home selling network?
Like QVC, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because Diego's done this, you know. So shout out to my buddy Diego, which is actually now a new listener to the podcast. He was with me in LA. He went to LA Film School. I went to the Art Institute in Santa Monica for audio. So we've been best friends since high school. And he, you know, I told him, "Yo, dude, come help me out with this because, like, I need, you know, I'm more of an audio guy. I got into film later thanks to you. So come help me." So he came over and it was just, it was really funny. But just when we were both standing there behind the camera, just watching, like, watching the monitors and watching them talk, Diego was just like, fuck, man. He's never done anything, huh? He's like, no. And he's like,
yeah.
And, like, we're kind of talking to each other, but really, like, trying not to, like, distract them. And then he'd be like, ah, shit. But he would just say it randomly. Like, it was just super quiet. But he'd be like,
that is so funny.
It was fun. It was worth staying up till 1 in the morning for that. I slept 14 hours the next day, but it was totally worth it, man. I had a good time. And it was like, we were bent over the table building the computer. So, like, the end of the video that we shot, I'm just like, no energy, man. Like, the first one, I'm just like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, a little too much. And then, like, the last part is just, like, sweating, like, oh, boy. So, I don't know. Hopefully the video comes out all right.
So, how completed is the computer?
It is complete. Let me pull up a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's done, but I need to install the operating system on it. But it's physically all put
it's
together.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I want to show you some pictures.
Gorgeous.
And I got a lot to say about the hardware too. So, you know, we've had this thing with Fractal Design for a while. And I'm glad that now I can, like, you know, wholeheartedly endorse them because we've actually worked with their stuff here.
It's hard to endorse things you never got your hands on.
Yeah. So this is just a shot, not a glamorous shot. I just took it with my cell phone. It's sitting
that
on my counter.
That is clean as fuck, and it's like black.
Yeah, it looks great. Let me show you a shot here with the side panel.
It's just so black
off.
And neat and tight.
Well, the motherboard is called Dark, so that's from EVGA. So everything's kind of like blacked out on that.
It is straight.
Yeah. That's it. That's the whole build. That's all the wires.
Amazing.
That's everything.
It's clean.
And that's the case, dude. The case helps you a lot. Like, it keeps the power supply underneath super clean. Cables go out through the back.
Yeah.
Everything else. Some
I did not use this picture right here. Look at it, no zip ties at all.
Yeah.
I pulled out the zip ties. I'm like, I'll do cable management later. Then I looked at it. I'm like,
you don't need to.
I think it's good.
What are you going
to
manage?
Yeah. I mean, it's all tucked down here in the slot that covers the power supply and all the other wires.
I'm pretty proud of my like, well, not that I built it. Like, when last time, the first time I've ever streamed, like, my friend built my computer for me, and when he came over to build my computer, I don't think I pulled what you did, Emilio. I was not paying attention. He was building the whole damn thing, head down, hard at work, building the computer, and I was literally just there for entertainment value. I did absolutely nothing.
That's what I thought
but, like,
I would
fuck
be.
around him. Like, it was ridiculous. I think I was playing the ukulele at one point, doing the WAP at one point.
I'll be honest, like, halfway.
It was just a shit show, but it was, and then my computer was built. It was, like, from nothing to a beautiful computer and all this shit in between.
Something I thought was kind of funny was just Emilio, because I told him, like, yo, most of it, you're going to be the comic relief here.
Yeah, exactly.
So right? I need you to say stupid shit. All right, you got this? He's like, yeah. Half of the time, I don't really think he was saying stupid shit. I honestly don't think he knew what the fuck he was doing.
No, I don't know what I'm doing.
He's so like, you were supposed to be the entertainment value.
Does this cable do this?
How about, why didn't you interview Bobby?
He literally did not know what, like, that cable did.
If you could be like the comedic or the entertainment value or relief, did you at least interview Bobby and kind of question what he was doing, like a newscaster?
So what
are you doing here? So
the video is
going to
be like that anyway.
So,
yeah. Okay. I mean, we didn't want to shoot it like a how-to video because everyone knows how to.
Yeah, we didn't go like that.
Yeah,
but you'll see the way I edited it this week. It'll be, you'll see.
Mm-hmm. I should have just showed up and like fucking. What's the shit?
You're working to like super.
What are those girls? The race car girls. What are they called?
Promo models, something like that.
Those
in Mexico, they're called edecanes.
I don't even know. No, but I mean, there's a thing.
I don't know if there was enough room.
It's an actual career
in there.
It's an actual career to become an edecan.
It's like a car model. Those Tokyo Drift girls,
edecan.
Umbrella girls.
They come out.
Are they actually called umbrella girls? I don't think so.
That's a thing.
I could have been one of those.
Yeah. Your mic.
All right. Well, let me talk a little bit about some of the hardware in here. So the motherboard was very difficult to work with. I always go cheap on my motherboard. I spend $100 to $120. I don't get like all the flashy features. This is the first time I used a motherboard that was like a real meaty motherboard. You know, this is an EVGA Z390 Dark, and it was first physically huge. It's a big board, and we had trouble routing cables around it. You know, we worked through it, but it also takes a lot of power. So I'm used to like, okay, a 24 pin to the motherboard and another 8 pin. This takes 2 8 pins, also has another connection for a 6-pin PCI Express in case you want to run SLI. It helps power those PCI Express slots. This thing, so I mean, it takes a lot of power.
What's so vital about having such a beastly motherboard then?
Because
I feel like, overclocking.
Yeah, this thing is ready to overclock with the radiator they have there. What is that? 3 120mm up top, like a triple rad. Like, this thing's totally ready to overclock. Whoever it goes to, I hope they overclock, because otherwise it's not getting its true value. But so the motherboard was difficult to work around a little bit. It was just so big. But I was very impressed with the radiator. So the fans, you can actually run the cables and plug the fans directly into fan headers that are built into the radiator. And then you connect the power to the radiator. And then that powers the whole thing. So that really helps the cable management. Super impressed with that.
How quiet are these fans?
I mean, they were set at a low speed when we just turned it on to test it, and they're not loud at all
that. Heat's not going to be an issue until overclocking with this, right? Like,
that's in the overclock.
No, dude, this, if he doesn't overclock, like, this is way overkill for the CPU. I mean,
maybe
that's
we should
i5.
Pre-overclock Bobby.
No.
I don't like to do that to other people's computers. No, that's pretty.
You don't do that. Nuh-uh.
I don't overclock. I'm getting soft.
Breaking the rules, bro.
Yeah. You don't overclock another guy's computer. but the case, man, the case is really what I was impressed with here. So a lot of cool features. You know what they're doing now is they have these hard drive mounts in the back of the case. So behind this piece of metal right here. That's great. Just get it right out of the way. Of course, we're all going to the M.2s now, which just slap right onto the motherboard. So that was cool, mounting the hard drives in back. There was fan headers right about here. In the back, whoa, that zoomed in way too much. Right about here on the other side of this.
Which you really need.
On the opposite side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the opposite side. You can run all the cables from your fan straight into that. No more plugging them into the motherboard. Because fan cables are always the hardest to manage, I find.
Like, they're long and stringy.
Yeah, they're very little. A lot of times they're a little too short.
Like you're trying to thinnest one.
I try to tuck them in like the little corners to get them out of the way. But this way you just run them straight to the back, plug them in behind everything. You don't even see them. It's perfect. So I really like that. The case itself is just so simple and beautiful, and I love that look. I'm a big fan of that. Just like straight black on black, like nothing fancy, no flashy LEDs or RGB, you know, none of that stuff. And that's really what they went for. Also on the top, let me go back to the other picture. On the top here, they've got a button on the back that you just press, pops off the screen. Ooh. On the top. So you just clear that out with some compressed air, slap it back on. And I assume the same thing on the bottom. There's a little slide out.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's all black, then dust will show like no other, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you always want to clean those out, but it's just, it's always such a pain on a lot of cases. So that makes it super easy. Mm-hmm. I love the tempered glass on the side there. They have kind of this ball and socket. So when you undo the screws, you have to still pop it out and you can pop it back in to lock it into place. And also a USB Type-C charger on the front panel connection, which is very uncommon. Not only does it charge your phone, but charges rapidly. You know, when you plug it into like the fast charger and it's charging rapidly. Yeah. So
sorry,
I was, you're all right. I was very impressed that, that it charged my phone rapidly.
We have a Fractal Josh to thank for that. He told me a story of like, he fought for that. Like
that's
got to put the USB-C on the front.
So how do we
use it?
I would abuse the fuck out of this.
Exactly what's up. But if the USB, okay, so that USB is on the front tower.
Can we, are we doing a giveaway? Are we finding veterans to enter and then have them win?
No, there's a selection process.
That's
okay. Behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
If your motherboard doesn't,
your motherboard must support it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
your motherboard. And it's a weird little connector too. Like I'd never seen that before, but this motherboard of course has everything.
Yeah.
So it supported that, but yeah, you must make sure you have a motherboard that supports.
Yeah.
That
like my motherboard has the USB-C's in the back. That's two, but like I have to get like a super long cable for that.
I was really surprised.
That's why this is awesome.
So Bobby's like, this is water cooled CPU unit. And I was like, do we have to go get water from the, from the sink?
Herpeter.
And he's like, no. He's like, it already comes with the water. I was like, no, man.
It's not actual H2O.
I know.
Oh,
well, okay. I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Now I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, back in the day, you did have to do that. You had to get your own water, and there was like special
iron
type of water you could get.
And you just put it in the little slot?
Yeah.
Let me wrap up.
What?
Let me wrap up what kind of person Bobby is. He has every little thing of everything he's ever bought. So we needed an iron to iron out that sheet. He had the little water dispenser specifically for the, like every Mexican I've ever known would just throw that.
You know what's messed up, man? I use that to clean my sinuses sometimes. Yeah.
Wait, is it like a
little funnel?
Yeah. No, it's like a little teapot, short and stout.
the nettle thing.
Yeah, it's like a neti pot.
A neti pot. Yeah,
but a really small
iron. The purchase. Yeah. I would have kept that if I ever had one of those.
I bet you did.
What?
Huh? Because you know how annoying it is trying to get the water.
I agree.
You know what's weird? I don't love to iron, but I'm damn good at it. I'm damn good at ironing.
Really? I'm so bad at ironing. I wish I was good.
I know you needed me. The first thing I judged was the wrinkles on that fucking.
Well, we ironed the top of it pretty good.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to come out bad.
I don't know. Overall, I was very impressed. Power supply, also supplied by Fractal, fully modular. That was great. But just, it's so impressed with the case. I mean, I feel great that I can, like, wholeheartedly endorse Fractal now.
Does
like,
this
if
have
I were
a
to
nickname?
Buy it,
would have sucked.
This is the Meshify
C2.
No joke. When I built my PC 2 years ago, if I would have known, I would have bought from them.
What?
I mean, maybe it's not the right style for you. You really got to, everyone likes their own style. But
everyone wants a big black case. I don't know about you, but sign me up.
I don't like,
I don't know. Maybe it's too much for some
medium
people.
Tower.
Depending on how big you.
Mine's mostly white.
Yeah. But I was very impressed by everything here. It was a fun time all around. And I look forward to that video.
The name of the build is Please Overclock.
Actually, my case is white.
Yeah.
with my case looks like Bobby's room, my tower.
Oh, super clean.
Super white, and then traces of black. Beautiful. But this, I would take this totally.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, I believe
beautiful
they do
build,
have
Bobby.
Yeah,
well done.
I believe it does
well
come
done.
In white too, right? Like they have.
I believe. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But that is an amazing build.
I think you were just trying to take pictures
specs.
When I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Get excited, guys. Like, this is a computer that's getting donated to somebody in need. And, it makes me almost teary just thinking about, like...
It's pretty cool, right?
How how much I value my computers and through the past and how well... Like, maybe I don't take care of them the way I should, but I do value them. I call them my children. I call them my babies. Like, mm-hmm. The fact that that Fractal Design is behind all of this and really, if you could bring that amount of value that I put into my own computer, like something that I've built, like I call it my PC, I call it my baby.
Somebody else built it
like
for you.
Okay, yeah, and he's the father of my computer child. And honestly, yeah, it's like I think like I have an attachment to him as much as I do my computer. So it's like, I think
is
this
like
is going to bring
support?
So much. No. Divorce drama. Divorce drama, man.
New RAM. I need more memory. And a new
M.2. Anyways,
he needs to go to college.
I'm so excited for just everything that's behind the Woz Foundation. The fact that this is just starting up, but it's a beautiful thing. You know,
glad
like
you think so.
It's yeah, absolutely.
It like, I love how my favorite thing about like just
you want to see my headshot, sniper,
entrepreneurship and stuff. It's like. All these things are ideas. And then if you put like effort behind ideas, they happen. It's fucking fantastic. That's my favorite part. If you want to know more about WASD Foundation, WASD Foundation, you can go to wasdfoundation.org. See, if I had that in front of me, I wouldn't have fucked it up on the build twice.
Yeah, you fucked that up a couple times. Yeah, you know that's Photoshop, Sniper. I Photoshopped that quite a bit.
He doesn't want to show it.
Of course, if you're going to build a computer, check out Fractal Design before you make a final purchase, for sure. No hyperbole here. Like, Bobby, if you were to buy a case, you'd probably go with one, or at least look at their cases, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've gone with Corsair for my last couple of builds and been pretty happy with them, but some of the features that I saw in the Fractal cases, Corsair doesn't have. So, yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm just behind the times, maybe I'm saying all this stuff, and like everyone's like, oh, that's in like every case now.
That's
I don't
one
know.
Thing I wanted to mention to you. So, I think in your head, you were like, I've built...
Like, I know the hard drive on the other side, like, tucked away in the back. Yeah, they've been doing that for a while. The fan headers back there, though, I have legitimately have not seen that.
And not just that, but, like, even though you're a master PC builder, you're a master PC builder up till about five... Like, you haven't built a PC in, like, 4 years, right?
No. We built yours recently. Mine's only 2 years old.
Oh, really?
Less than 2 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about then.
Yeah. I don't know. Once you build so many, it's just like there's not a whole lot new. You do your research right before you're about to build it. And yeah. But WASDfoundation.org. Check it out, guys.
All right. Let's move this along. You got to go to bed eventually.
Yeah. Listener questions.
We got through news already? I forgot news.
We didn't have much news.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a lot of news these days. All right, listener questions. First one, coming from Warconius. More of a suggestion rather than question. Last episode, I really liked arguing over Velvet during the outro music. You guys should do that every week. Pick a topic and argue during the outro.
The reason you liked it is because it was organic. You wouldn't like it if it was forced. Kind of like I was forced to be funny during the fucking build and I couldn't do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, if we had to like create something to argue about, we always talk over the outro music, though.
That's
like
true.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Kind of yes, really. I've been in last month I was in a really argumentative mood. I was going through some life changes, so that made me very just. But I'm all better now, guys.
We'll see.
I just had sex.
Oh, nice!
And it feels so good.
Good. Okay. Changes everything.
It's
putting it all out there.
Over here again.
Oh, I know.
I'm just
Bobby,
singing a song.
You don't
want to
tell her? Tell them
about.
That it was you?
What? No, what? No. His name
Am
is.
Am I the father?
What? No. Oh, my God. No. Oh, God. Don't spread rumors, please.
It just got weird.
Yeah, it did. Nothing. Thank God Ray wasn't in the room.
What I miss?
Nothing.
I would have made it funny.
It's too bad I wasn't here because it would have been so much better.
All right, next question from Papa Bear Don't Care. Love the name. I have a new request for game suggestions. I played Vigor on Xbox. Any suggestions for similar games on PC? Instant-based loot shoot with crafting-based building-type gameplay. Vigor is third-person perspective, but I prefer first-person. Currently, I mostly play 10 to 15 hours of PUBG.
Can we pull up Vigor?
I don't even know what just happened.
What happened?
It's a console.
Is that even a question?
Wait.
He's looking for a game suggestion.
Based on a looter shooter with crafting and base building.
So the game that he's talking about is Vigor here.
More or less DayZ. Interesting. Escape from Tarkov, I suppose.
No, that's not a...
So, I mean, this video is calling it DayZ for console.
Yeah, Tarkov, dude. That'd be a good suggestion.
But it's not a crafting.
Isn't it? Can't you modify your guns in that?
That's not really a crap.
Well, the purpose of Tarkov is to go in, get loot, and get the fuck out, and then build up.
Tarkov is like Tetris with guns.
What? No,
it's go in, shoot a bunch of people, loot, and then make sure it looks really nice on your inventory.
Well, the whole selling point of Tarkov is like you go into these battles with your guns, and you could risk losing them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, that's the whole thing.
But that's okay, so that's the whole thing. And then coming back is making it look good and making it work in your inventory. And then the only thing I've never liked about Tarkov was just the more money you pay, the more inventory you have. Which I think is just, I get it. But it's just like, come on. It's just, if you pay $200 for our game, you get so much more inventory than everyone else. And you can have all these guns. Tarkov is such a pay to win. Because honestly, the more inventory you have, the more less of a risk you feel going out and like dying. That's why I've never gotten to Tarkov.
I did not like that game. I don't like these games in general, but Tarkov I especially didn't like. But I don't know. Some people are crazy about it.
I didn't like Tarkov either.
Yeah, some people really love it. Like, I know some of our Discord listeners, I mean, people on Discord.
Is it still really hard to get that game? I mean, you can't buy it on Steam or Origin.
Nothing.
Or
it's just only on
the website. Buy it directly from the developer and install it like it was 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me, Tarkov, so I would never recommend that for you. But, you want a good looter shooter? Just go get a fucking...
You drunk already, dude?
I can't think.
The game you played, the Tom Clancy one? The
Tom Clancy one's pretty good. Wait for that shit. But it's not. But you don't build anything there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no...
There's no building.
Shooter. This is maybe the only one.
Crafting base building type.
Yeah, crafting.
That's not my wheelhouse.
It's interesting
from what I can tell, he likes games like DayZ.
Miscreated.
He likes... PUBG. What the fuck is Miscreated?
You haven't played Miscreated?
Is it the zombie one?
It's like a DayZ, but better.
I've never heard about it.
I liked this little bit.
BT said 7 Days to Die. That might be good.
But 7 Days to Die. So old. And this game just actually this year had their 1.0 release. It looks like DayZ. It does. But it has cooler features in it. I can go into this.
Looks a lot like DayZ.
That looks identical to DayZ.
Yeah,
even the way they run, like they're in DayZ.
We got really into this game where some of the forts we built were pretty cool. But this game has a bunch of new shit, and then they're adding a battle royale to it too soon.
Hmm. But this game is out and Miscreated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's a DayZ clone. But everything you don't like about DayZ, they fixed it, you know?
So, Bear, the way that I would answer this is, like, if you like the online portion of it more, the more, like, joining an active server and bouncing out,
Rust.
I would check Rust, yep, if that's what you like. But if you liked the permanent death and how the riskiness of everything, I would try Tarkov. So I would go those two.
And if you just want a single player... reminiscent of the games you like, Metro.
Yeah, there's no base building, but those are just good games.
I mean,
Metro's just a good game.
Yeah, that's
but what does
that
have to do with?
Well, because it's like when it's obviously not the exact same game, like, we're just judging him based on his, he says it's TPP, but he prefers first person. And based on his preference in games, like, he's playing the games that I loved. I started on Twitch with DayZ, and I played a shit ton of Battle PUBG. And if I could think of any single-player game that I could be like, yo, play this based on what you like. It doesn't have to be identical to it. Because there's a lot of similar games that are shite. Like, you know, like, I don't think Fortnite is complete shit, but it's a game I don't enjoy, even though it's just like other Battleground. Like, every other Battleground game, just because it's similar, and it's got this, and it's got that, and it's just like this, and it's just saying, like that, doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy it. We're not here PUBG to just throw out recommendations that are identical to what he's already playing, because based on what he's playing and what he likes, I think he would like the Metro games.
It's a hardcore first
person. Especially if he likes first person. And it's a single player game, and it's amongst the level of difficulty of scarcity. I feel like
Metro is a weird game to just add on there when he's what from the game he's talking about.
So. But did you just not hear the point?
I heard it.
Really? Well, yeah, Papa Bear, you play Metro single player, and let me know.
Metro is just a single player game. You can just play. It's just single player. Just load it up.
I think she's right, and you guys are all wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like he's liking and playing the games that I like and I play, and if there's one game that might be off my radar,
and then looter shooter, and then craft basing, none of this has nothing to do with Metro.
You're still wrong, Ray. Let's move on.
You know, a friend of mine, I actually play forgot Apex. To ask you guys. You guys, some of you play console, right? My friend was asking me about a game called Wreckfest. Reekfest?
That sounds awesome.
Oh, that's new? I don't know.
He was asking me, he was going to buy it, and he wanted to know if it was any good. I'm like, I don't play console, but I'll ask, like, the people I play with, Wreckfest. Oh, it's on Steam as well?
What?
No, that's not it.
No, that can't
be spelled it differently. It was like Reekfest.
Wrecked? Like R-E-K-T?
But it was for PS4. Yeah, PS4. No, maybe it is Wreckfest. Okay, maybe you just spelt it wrong. I don't know. But I'm guessing you guys haven't played it.
Cool this story. Is new, right? Cool story, I saw it on the I saw it on the internet like a month ago, I think.
It
sounds kind of new. It's like a Demolition Derby / racer.
It's on the internet?
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That shit evolved to something crazy.
I don't know. Chat, help me out here. Nope, nothing. All right. I'm like, because people ask me all the time, they're like, oh, you know video games. Like, is this one good? But, you can't play them all.
It came up on my Steam page. And it was like, and I was like, oh, what's this? It's like Demolition Derby.
Car games are tough on PC, though.
Yeah. All right.
Really quickly.
Like, what?
What comes out versus how much we play of what comes out? Do we even...
It's a drop in the bucket.
Are we even 2%?
What do you mean?
Of like what comes... Do we play 2% of what comes out?
Yeah, totally.
You do?
No.
But collectively?
Obviously, of course we don't, because the amount of games that come out is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
We touch 0.01% maybe.
Yeah.
The amount of games that come out.
No, I meant like week by week.
And I'm like 0% into the mobile world. But
week by week, I'm trying to get all the new games and trying to, you know...
We got a plan for that.
Well, we have to, because I went Ghost Recon. I did not go Gears, because I couldn't go Gears. I didn't get Ultimate. So Gears comes out today or tomorrow for me. So I couldn't get that review in. But now we got Borderlands coming in, and then we're all going to play it.
Next week's going to be Gears versus Borderlands. Is that the show next week?
We need somebody to play Gears.
Yeah. Not me.
All right, next question coming from Days here. What is one game in its prime you played that you wish had VR capability?
Halo. Sorry, I don't know why.
In its prime.
PUBG.
Left 4 Dead.
Would first-person shooters really work with that, though? Like,
Let's just say it worked.
They have a VR PUBG.
Can you be competitive with standing. VR, though?
It's called Last Man Something.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that.
Portal is a good answer.
Portal's a great answer. Yeah, you nailed it there. Portal, absolutely.
Dude.
Portal that would be cool.
Because you can't do
imagine putting your head through the portal, just going like...
Yeah, what? Dude. Yeah. It would be so weird.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be the number one knock yourself out.
And with the music?
Onto your desk.
I'd be dancing.
And then seeing half of your body?
The game, yeah. The
but it's your
time.
Actual body? Mind blown. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. I think Portal's the winner there.
Actually, Shell is the only semi-cosplay I've ever done.
Why not
ever
Halo?
Done.
Why not Halo?
Why don't you
Halo?
Do more?
Because, well, Halo's it's like a competitive first-person, maybe single-player.
Single-player. I mean single-player Halo.
But first-person shooters are difficult with the moving thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, you really got to play to the format when you do VR.
But then again, every VR game's like kind of like Portal because you kind of have to teleport everywhere.
RBI yeah. baseball move.
RBI. Half-Life has VR Shadow Master. If you can actually turn on VR mode on it, which is pretty much just looking around.
Jeez, it looks like I'm wearing socks
You gotta stop wearing shorts to the podcast, dude. I swear to God, we gotta come up. We gotta come up with like a fucking.
Maybe don't put me in the front, dude. I'm front and center. I'm front and center with my big gut, my white feet, dude.
We need a dress code.
What I've been saying, man.
We need a dress code for the podcast. You gotta stop wearing shorts.
Oh my gosh, my cows are as big as Amelia's. Look.
You gotta stop wearing shorts. She's gotta stop wearing like booty shorts.
I'm wearing my swimsuit. This is what I wear all day. So,
and like,
don't be mad.
I'm not. I'm glad. Don't be mad. Be glad. And don't break the green screen.
It's fine.
But
what's next?
We need a dress code.
Yep. All right. Next,
I don't own pants, dude.
How's that possible?
I don't like them.
Mr. Punisher asks, why has no big PC company like Microsoft or Valve done a portable game system like a GPD XP Plus? Do you think it would sell, or am I wishing on a never to be fulfilled dream?
Because you don't fuck with Nintendo. Nintendo's got it mastered. You don't fuck with it. PlayStation's tried it. Nothing helped out. Every other.
It's a solid point.
I think everyone has kind of tried it and it just fails. Yeah. It just really does.
2 years ago, maybe three years ago, remember that Steam? Bobby, it was like a Steam play. Not by them. But it was like
NVIDIA's Shield.
No, it was a portable device that you could play all your Steam library on this thing. And we were like, "Oh shit, this is good for $3.99."
You think about it; you can play all.
But it never came. And
technically, you can do that on your phone
right now.
Well, every Steam Link kind of,
nobody does. But
Steam Link kind of just eliminates that because you could. Can't you download Steam Link on your phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My TV comes with Steam Link. I didn't know that. I just got a new TV and I got Steam Link on there.
Well, how is that? You got a killer deal, right?
Oh, dude, I paid $300 for my TV. It's ridiculous.
What?
It's,
oh my God, I need a TV.
But
no,
what is it?
So it's the Samsung. It's
you
55.
Purchased it online.
He bought an OLED.
No, it's a QLED. The Samsung QLED.
Those are good. Q80R.
So it's like
Q80.
It's the one right under the best one from Samsung.
Yeah,
I got it for $319.
Go ahead and fuck right off, dude.
It's a 55-inch, so it's not that big, guys.
No, 55 is
my
huge.
My friend works Samsung, so they have like the employee disc, not the employee discount. They
friends and family.
Whenever they open up a TV to test it, no.
So refurbished.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Not refurbished.
Doesn't matter what the details are.
It's
none of us can do it.
They opened up a TV. They test it for like an hour or whatever to see if everything
showroom
works.
Showroom TV. Put
it, yeah, but not really. It's only for like an hour or two.
Oh.
And they close it up again, and they sell it to employees.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That thing, dude.
Took me 2 years.
Maybe that.
Yeah, this
I
is the
remember
thing,
that.
The GPD.
Oh, I remember watching this.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched this.
I remember this.
This is the one of the few Linus tech
trash.
Tips.
So trash.
Things that I've watched. Why did I watch this?
Why would anyone buy this?
Why was I super into this?
It reminds me in like 2007 when like netbooks started becoming real popular. Yeah. Remember those? Oh man.
One of the few that I've ever seen. I just specifically remember watching this YouTube
video.
It's
ugly looking.
It's so funny that JPD
That's not nice.
XP was in the title and we were still like, "What's that thing?"
Yeah. Well, someone in chat helped us out there.
No, but Ray, you killed it, dude.
Why?
That's exactly it.
Like, it's it, dude.
It's market dominance by one entity.
It's all it is, man. Yeah. And Nintendo just does it right.
Like
and
White Claw. You can't even buy that shit.
You can't,
right
dude.
Now.
Truly is good. And the Smirnoff shit was good.
It's not as good.
White Claw is just a meme.
No, White Claw tastes better.
There's national shortages around.
There's a national shortage. Yeah. I don't think
it tastes better, though.
Black cherry tastes really good. Black cherry tastes good.
Unless you sponsor us, then I feel like it does. My tune.
White Claw, you are the shit. Sponsor us.
How many stripes are in your shoes, Bobby?
Not enough. K-Swiss is not very comfortable either, man. I don't like these shoes.
Those are okay.
Yeah. Fuck K-Swiss. Don't sponsor us.
I bought Chucks the other day. Mm-hmm. Can't wear them anymore. My
Fuck Chucks.
Too,
don't like... sponsor us either.
We're burning all the bridges. All right. Shadow Master asks, what was your favorite movie and video game when you were growing up?
Ooh,
Braveheart was my favorite movie, and video game was Act Razor.
And if I had to choose one from my childhood, probably Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2. And favorite movie for the longest time was Empire Strikes Back.
Mm.
You know, just Star Wars in general, but Empire for sure.
Yeah, it's such a good movie.
For me, for games that people actually knew, Ocarina of Time. For the game that people didn't know, Parasite Eve. And then, of course, I played a shit ton of PC games too. Counter-Strike, Half-Life. Those were way up there, but no one knew what they were. So even as a little girl, I couldn't talk about... I'm still a closet gamer. People, when I bring up that I am part of this podcast, when I play video games, or like, hey, Chi, what are you like on your off time? And I'm like, oh, I'm a big PC gaming nerd. More like, huh?
Nobody
or
knows.
I don't get it. Oh, you lost me. Like, when I was a little girl, I was even more of a closet nerd.
Yeah,
I was a big tomboy, but I was also a huge closet nerd. As for the movie, I don't know, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Disney shit.
Those were good.
Yeah. Cool.
Good movies. Amazing movies, right? For me. Matrix, best movie when I was a kid. Because I... eighth grade, so that's the first movie that happened.
Princess Bride, sorry.
That's the first movie that happened, and I was just like, ah! It's like, it's so good, and it's video game-like, and everything was just beautiful. And games, I think the first game to ever really throw me off was in the eighth grade. Because, you know, I played games since I was the fucking 4 years old with Nintendo. The first game that I went, holy shit, was Final Fantasy VII, eighth grade.
Mm.
That shit just fucking blew me away. And then I was like, where can I play more Final Fantasy after I beat it? And I was like, I have a Super Nintendo, and I played the other.
You worked your way backwards?
I worked my way backwards. Yeah. And I loved them all. And I was like, the graphics aren't that good, but the story is. And it's still like the same JRPG. Final Fantasy blew me away.
You fell in love with the characters before anything else.
Yeah.
Outside of the story, I think Final Fantasy really gave you likable characters.
Yeah.
Like the RPG.
The only game that came close to Final Fantasy was Chrono Trigger.
Oh.
But same.
But I fell in love with Chrono before.
It's still Square.
Chrono.
Square killed it as a kid for me.
Yeah.
Secret of Mana, Legend of Mana, everything Square was just. Square came out, I was like, bot.
Square saw.
Well, dad. Okay, bot. Yeah. That was.
If Chrono Trigger came out today, it'd be a 10 out of 10.
I remember stacking all of my Nintendo games. Flat, not tall, not like Jenga, not freaking builder's blocks or anything like that, or log cabin blocks, just flat, stacking up my Nintendo games taller than me.
Imagine a remake of Chrono Trigger, like the Final Fantasy VII remake.
I thought somebody was working on something.
Holy shit.
I thought there was an HD remake.
Well, no, they released it for the PC, but...
That's what it was.
But the PC one was the Nintendo DS version with...
Did you play it, Bobby?
I played a little bit of it, yeah. I still have not beaten Chrono Trigger. Yeah, I have it on Steam.
Dude, that story is ridiculous.
That's really good.
It's so good. And it's just and then the ending is one of the happiest things you'll ever have in your life. It's so great.
Spoilers, dude.
So great.
One of these days I got to go back and finish that.
I've actually finished Chrono
time
Trigger.
For your homework, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier in the show.
I finished Chrono Trigger more time. Me too. Holy shit. I haven't had anything to eat today.
Are you guys drunk?
I didn't eat today. I had
an
apple. I had a granola, an apple.
Nobody cares.
I think that's the spices.
That's why I've lost, but wait.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Not eating is not the answer to
No. Today was my worst day. I actually have, right after work, I have class. I have class at 4, so I leave work at 3:30 early, go to San Diego State, go to my econ strategy class, which, holy shit, it's
a 3 hour fucking long. 3 hours long class. I thought it was. I thought I was out at 5:40, and I'm going to be here at 6:30. I'm off at 6.
These are all 40. Details that doesn't. They don't matter.
Anyways, now you guys know why I was late.
All right, we got a question for Chi here from Zap. He says, "Why do you hate Fortnite so much?
Do I really hate Fortnite?
Or you fucking hate it.
I don't hate Fortnite. Really?
What do you mean? You think it's the biggest piece of shit game in the world?
I really don't think I hate Fortnite. I just don't play Fortnite.
It's that guy who that won guy, $3 million that seems
you thought you're like
Booga
did not
for some reason.
Booga
did not deserve. Got any dick that month?
Oh, that's what it was. Now she's happy again.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's
I
what it
don't
is.
Fucking hate Fortnite. I just don't play Fortnite. I'm already burnt out on Battlegrounds. I
Wait,
tried
what?
Out Fortnite. Wasn't didn't fall in love.
I'm
with
so
it.
I'm so confused right now.
Fortnite is really fucking mainstream.
Wait, what?
And I'm frustrated that one person, one tournament, won $3 million, whereas like people who have dedicated decades of their life and their time with a team to win a couple million and one and every single battle royale game, like this kid's probably talented. I give that to him, but it's literally
one battle royale game.
What's going on right now?
Who are you?
The first fight we had, you were like, he has no skill.
He has no skill.
I didn't say he didn't have any skill.
Listen back.
I'm saying it's fucking Battlegrounds.
Go back a couple episodes.
It's fucking Battlegrounds. And one game. One game, $3 million.
Predict.
My goodness.
Oh my god.
It's all recorded.
I think that just happens when you get older. Cheers. That's how a lot of people look at Dota or other games with these incredible prize pools. There are people older than us and are like, why are they making so money? Why is that a thing? And they're upset about that.
So why is White Claw so much tastier than Truly's?
I don't think it is. He does.
I do.
But listen, we're going to... It's
basically the hype train.
No, I don't know what the White Claw thing is.
Homeboy got this payout because the hype train is so fucking fat on Fortnite.
We got a traffic jam out here on the 805. It's backed up pretty bad. We recommend taking a 163 south.
I just honestly don't think that obviously the hype is the prize pool, but the kid's talent and the type of game itself is just not a good
thing. It all just boils down to get off my lawn. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it all turns into. Like, trust me. Like, it's some things you just grow
you're
out of.
Older and
like,
the, you look at new shit and you're like, fuck the new
Fortnite's
shit.
A good game. But I think it's like.
I don't hate Fortnite. I'm just cantanker.
I think it's a good game for what it is. Good job. Fucking epic.
Well, listen, let's put everything into two different eras. It's either PD or AD.
I don't like where this is going.
Previous to Dick and after Dick.
Yeah, there you go.
The episodes are going to get so much better now, guys.
All right, we're almost at the end, guys. And Riddick, we talked all about Ghost Recon Breakpoint earlier in the show.
By the way, it must have been some good Dick. Because... your whole life has changed.
All right, we got another listener question here from Torta.
Your whole Nalga was out. It's awesome.
Oh my god, dude. It's like last fall around here.
Life changing dick. All right. Sorry.
You guys okay there?
Yeah.
We're all right. What's up, Chosen?
Perfect timing. All right, we've got two more listener questions. Let's see if we can do this without going into a complete tailspin. Torta asks, have you guys seen the Oculus Quest? Standalone VR, no PC needed.
That might be our choice here.
No, dude. I told you already what we got to do. If we all have PCs, why do we need an Oculus Quest?
Because it's hard to move around eight pieces. As opposed to one,
the other Oculus, the Oculus S or the whatever it's called. Give me Oculus's the types, Bobby. There's an Oculus that actually doesn't use sensors because it has so many cameras, wiping away the tears.
It's not going to be a life changing.
Anyways, if we all have PCs, it's really simple. If we end up buying this Oculus, because honestly, we should buy this because there's so many Oculus games. Like Vader that I want to try, and I can't. Well, I can, but you have to mod.
You're not even using your VR, dude.
I use it for fucking Beat Saber because it's so much fun. It's a workout.
You're gonna say beating off.
I use it for beating off, dude. Have you not tried it?
Oh yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, dude.
It's ridiculous, it's so dude. Good. It's like I don't want to talk about it. Anyways,
yeah, I don't want to talk about it either.
The Quest is cool. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. It's really, like, I actually wish I had a Quest so I can take to work and actually show people what's the
trade-off? Like, it's wireless.
It's the graphics. Think of it this way. An Oculus Quest is your Android phone with the best chip in there and, like, a good little graphics card, and that's it. Those are the graphics you're getting.
Also, 1 hour battery life of hardcore gaming.
Yeah.
So it's loading the games on a chip in there.
Yeah.
It's not wirelessly connected.
And you only have a couple games on there because, you know, you either get the 32 gig or the 64 or the 128. I don't remember the actual, like...
I wonder how this would be for movies.
So, for movies, then you would buy the other Oculus. There's another Oculus for
movies. Yeah, it's cheap. It's real cheap. It's like $200
or
something.
$200, yeah. But for the same price of the Oculus Quest, for $400, you buy the Oculus... Can you please correct me if I'm wrong? Oculus S? Or whatever it's called? And this one, that's the Oculus S, Rift S, right? Which is the newest one that's come out from Oculus. Hopefully, Recycle's on here because he's a VR pro. And he's taught me everything I know. But so what it is, it's the same thing. You know, you plug it into your computer, so you get really good graphics, depending on your graphics card. But it has so many sensors or so many cameras on the actual headset that you do not need the sensors. So you just plug in. Your headset.
What? No way, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you only plug in your headset.
Easy.
Exactly. So it's two controllers and your headset plugged into your computer. And that's
What are we talking about?
The Oculus Rift S. And it's $400. That's not expensive. And it's great graphics. It's you know, the graphics depend on your graphics card, of course.
So you're talking this up.
Yeah. So you use the full power of your fucking thing.
Even though you just recently bought the Vive?
It does not have the same quality, maybe, for, like, you know,
the Vive would
the
be
visuals.
Like...
But I'm not 100% sure because I don't own it. I want to see the difference. But I mean, price point, if you want a good basic, like, not basic, because it's not basic. This is way more than basic.
Do you know how many people I know that don't play with their VR headset just because they haven't set up their VR headset?
Yeah.
Like, half of the battle is having having everything set up.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Like, my room
Or if something falls down, they don't want to put it back.
My room's good enough for doing... just like Beat Saber and like quick little games or playing like, you know, just simple shit. If I really want to play like, I don't know, like Pavlov or any other games, I want more room to walk around. So I'd have to go downstairs, put my computer downstairs, set it up, blah, 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 put up the sensors again. But, you know, I have a cool little knit setup in my room, which just makes it easy to just do like different types of games. But, the Oculus Rift S, it's just, that's the one I've been telling you.
Convenient.
Know, it's convenient. Very convenient.
After TwitchCon, we'll talk.
We should.
Yeah.
That would be a good little thing.
You're bringing your headset to Twitch?
I am. Hopefully no one breaks it.
Yeah. Hopefully no one breaks anything about the house itself. Please.
We have DLD insurance.
Yeah.
That we're selling
out. I'm bringing my tower and I'm bringing my VR. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right, last question from Jens. Were the 90s the best decade? Why or why not? Not necessarily when it comes to gaming, just in general.
Well, you're across the pond, bro, so I don't know how your 90s were from our 90s.
Yeah, but apparently, like, from every video game we play, like, your 90s was like our 70s. You're like 20 years behind.
The 90s was an interesting... I mean, I think it's whatever decade you were a child in. So for me, the 90s were... great. I mean, those were the best years of my life. But, you know, it's whenever you grew up. But the 90s were very interesting because that's kind of when we started, like, decades stopped having personalities, really. You know, like, everyone knows the 80s, you know, Wall Street, cocaine, you know, the music, the 70s, disco, Saturday Night Fever.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah. The and 90s. Then the 60s, hippies. But, you know, the 90s.
Was there cocaine? No?
It was, what? Adam Carolla, I love this. This one is best bits, dude. He's like, I was so fortunate to be growing up in the era that was post-cocaine, but pre-AIDS. He's like, there was a nice 4 years where shit got crazy.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
In that window.
No, but I don't see it that way. But again, I'm not a nostalgic person. So I always think that the current decade is always the best decade.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
I'm excited for my 2020s.
Okay, so here's something that I have like a different insight from you guys. which I've kind of learned in the last, like, so I'm the oldest dude in my class.
Right.
I'm 34. I'm at San Diego State. Everyone's 18, 19, 20.
Hot as fuck.
All 20. Dateable, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking.
This is a random thing, and I messaged my girlfriend about this, because she's like, my girlfriend's really, like, she's into, like, what's happening right now in fashion and shit. And even though she's old, just like me, but she knows what's going on. But I told her, is there a thing yet? Is there a thing right now where, like, nobody fucking wears bras? Like,
yeah, there
I'm at SDSU. Nobody fucking wears bras. Nobody.
Uh-huh. Damn.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It's a thing.
No, but.
Okay, well, if they're that young, they don't need them yet.
No. Really, dude. But these girls are like, you know, it's I'm not going to say it's understandable. I don't want to say anything wrong, guys. But, you know, some girls don't need bras. I get it. But some girls, I'm like, holy shit, like, you need a bra. In my mind, in my old man mind, was like, back in my day. But they're walking, starting. And it's just like...
It's exactly what Bobby was just saying, dude. It's get off my lawn,
fuck?
Dude.
Eventually, what the fuck?
You get to an age,
and anyways.
You look at the new shit, and you're like, it's not for me.
Anyways, yeah. But I'm in class, and these kids are talking about their shit and their issues, and I'm just like, you guys hate the age. They hate where they grew up. They hate their shit. They go, I wish I grew up in the 90s. I wish I grew up in the fucking 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that, swear to God.
I mean, that's no what way. I'm saying.
Each, what he's saying.
Each generation has less and less personality because yeah. we archive everything now. We can see yeah. it, dude. We can just look up a video from the 90s and boom, there it is, you know?
I don't think that's
and
what it
whoop,
is.
There it is, if you will. But,
I don't think that's why it is.
Well, I think that we're like changing.
The internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, the internet, obviously, yeah. but that's how we see ourselves from like 10, 20, 30 years ago. And that's why I think there's just been less and less change, or, you know, style is so niche now. It's like, well, you know, I want to dress 80s today or something. You know, there's not like any big trends yeah. or anything anymore. Not like huge trends, because everything is just so diversified because of the internet.
The reason that I've thought of it this way is because if you're into just wearing green every single day, you can go online and find 1,500 other people mm-hmm. that just want to wear green every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, so you feel like you're part of something. Earlier, before the internet, if you wanted to wear green, you'd get stamped out. That's it. You'd get beat up every day. And that's it.
For wearing green? What?
Like, all green,
no,
dude.
But if you want to be that person, people were more subject to yeah. fucking you up for the fuck yeah. of it.
Well, what I don't like you. Okay, here's the thing. And regarding fashion, what I like about today's fashion is how they're really pulling from the past, and thrifting is a thing, and how previously before, especially in the 90s, I feel like, or as a kid, I feel like fashion was just the dollar amount that you paid for your clothing. Now it's more about being like, you know, having fashion.
Expressing yourself.
But also being so creative in ways like you're saving and recycling your fashions.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like thrifting vintage is such
now.
A huge... Yeah, and it's been going on for a while. Years. But yeah. it's like a different... For me, it's a different impression, because it's yeah. not about how much money you're spending anymore.
Well,
it's
yes more and no. about... If because like you can buy,
there's still like niche and brand and stuff, yeah, but like, not. But there's not that person that is strictly just wearing...
If you buy anything, you know, like Off-White, it's like... You're pretty much wearing 90s clothing, mm-hmm. but it costs $600 for a t-shirt or like mm-hmm. or a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's ridiculous.
You know what Off-White is?
I feel like there's stupid. Less emphasis
Off-White?
On the dollar amount yeah. now.
Off-White.
Man, it's like beige. The shit right now.
It's no, fucking no. legit.
It's a brand.
It's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't ask me, though, because I definitely suffer in the fashion category.
It's a guy from Louis Vuitton, and he has like his own brand.
Yeah, he's a, like a
yeah, he's a creative
spin-off
designer. I think of being
look at shit up.
And you know what's funny?
Bobby's got to get out of here. We got to wrap this up.
I have a feeling that Bobby looks at some of the Off-White shit. He'll be like, dude, that's just dope.
No, it is.
And dope. Then he'll look at the price tag and be like, what the fuck?
Everybody would be.
Oh man, no, I used to have a Louis Vuitton wallet for
images,
the longest time.
Bobby,
best wallet I ever had.
Makes
now, there's
sense.
A,
images.
Okay,
images.
So on my last video game movie review on Doom, I referenced a movie. You know, when I talk about actors, I find it a great way to plug other movies. And one of the ones I recommended was Mandy. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's absolutely great. Like Nicolas Cage being full on unfiltered Nicolas Cage. But in that movie, the director, Panos Cosmatos, in an interview, he was talking about, because the movie is very retro, if you will. It's done in like the early 80s kind of pastiche, where it's, you know, just grainy film and lots of color. And it's like that old, those old horror movies from back then. But he said that they're really... is no retro anymore. There's just different styles. It's a stylistic choice. It's a paintbrush. Makes almost sense. You know, and that's, I feel like we cannibalize all the past styles now, like oh, I'm looking 50s today, or oh, I'm gonna do this movie 80s style or something like that. It's just,
well,
the paintbrush that,
well, yes
is.
And no, but then,
Emilio,
at the same
you
time,
do have white fucking feet. Everybody's been commenting
holy
yeah. on how
shit,
white,
how
and
white are your, teeth?
Your fucking feet.
You're like as
you
white as my fucking
look
arms.
Like, oh my god,
here's the fucked up thing.
Is your leg
in,
is your leg a tube of fucking toothpaste? And
Bobby
your feet
was in the middle of saying one of the smartest things he's ever said on the podcast, and this is better. Right here.
Well, no, you know the whole entire cast, people have been commentating on how pasty your fucking
no,
feet
but,
are, and
you know
I finally noticed.
So this Bobby is my natural
saying.
Color.
Well, no, look at my feet. And
oh no,
your
shit!
Feet.
Everyone's
mine, natural
color is the one that the sun doesn't hit. Duh.
No, not even. Yeah. Look, mine's well lit.
But I work every day in the sun.
Oh, but then again.
All right, wrap up your point, Bobby.
Oh, that was it, man. I was done with
it. No, that makes sense. But then again, right now we're in the time of hypebeast, which
okay,
hypebeast
forget
controls
off-white,
everything.
Pure white, fucking Emilio's feet.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
that
hypebeast
so
kind of
fucking...
controls all the fashion that happens right now.
Emilio has
hypebeast. Hypebeast is okay. In control of everything.
Emilio has socks on right now without having socks on right now.
Yep.
Whatever hypebeast posts on the internet saying that's cool. That's what everyone, even older people, obviously us, we don't care because, you know, look at us. But I mean, you know, other people, you know, they just love it.
Man, I'm glad you put a bow on that, dude. Thank you.
Anyways.
All right. What's everyone playing next week? What video games? We got Borderlands coming out. We got Gears
what's
of War.
What's his fucking homework, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The fuck? What is he playing?
I don't know. We have to come up prepared. Yeah, you know how he came with three
really
games?
Really easy.
For me to
he's
choose?
Playing Borderlands, dude, with us.
No, give him a game that makes his feelings come out.
Didn't he just go off on this whole tangent about Borderlands not being a good multiplayer
he's a
game?
Goddamn robot,
his homework
shit.
Is Borderlands multiplayer.
I'm down for that. I'd vote for
with us.
Borderlands.
Are you buying it? Are you buying it?
I don't
it?
Have money to buy Borderlands.
Fuck. Balls.
So two out of three. That's it. That's enough. Borderlands.
Borderlands 3.
But I don't think that's in time, dude. That's the week after next.
And this comes out on
the
Friday.
17th.
Does this come out on the 12th?
Oh, I thought
it was the 17th.
Dude, what? Then why are the reviews right now?
They probably had some pre-releases.
They have some really...
13th.
September 13th.
I told
okay.
you. It's like 3 days from now. So it comes out on Friday.
Okay. There you go, Bobby.
We're last right. three, and you're playing it with us.
All
yep. right. Then we're streaming it.
You're buying it for me then.
No.
All right. So I don't know. I was Guard Duty is on sale this week for $7. I'm
nobody
gonna pick
knows
that up.
What is that?
The fuck
talked
is
about
Guard
it
Duty?
Multiple times.
Yep.
Your games are a little.
Probably won't care now.
No, you have not talked about this.
No.
Never.
Please, no.
You have not talked about Guard Duty
again
since I've been on the podcast ever.
100% wrong.
Never. No. 100%. I'm 100% right. We can go through every episode.
We can absolutely, because this was on the radar. Jen's brought it up.
Nope.
I went on the wish list. Mm-mm.
I wasn't here that episode then.
Okay. Gee. Maybe you weren't here.
More WoW Classic?
More WoW Classic. Maybe some co-op games. Hopefully.
Can you?
Oh, are you going to pick up that girl, beat him
let's
up?
Let's go. Let's
I play. Would love to pick up that
let's
beat
play
em up
else.
Girl.
It's called Girls.
River City Girls.
River City Girls.
I was interested in your VR, but you turned me down, so no.
For what?
VR.
I'm not going to let you borrow my VR.
Yeah.
All
it's right. like $1,000 system. Just here you go. Have fun with it.
Yeah. I take care of my shit.
I'll be there.
She's a $3,000 system.
Ooh. That's,
yeah. After me using that shit, you'd be paying me.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. Like the value would go up because that shit is going to smell like me and you're going to be
I might,
oh, yeah.
So I will. No, I'm not going to play Gears. As much as I want to say I'm going to play it, I'm not because I need to edit shit. So no.
There you go.
It'll yes. still be there later.
Borderlands. You're playing editing this week.
Yeah, I'm playing editing.
All right.
I'll be done by Thursday.
All right, speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, Borderline titties. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, man. Borderline
borderline titties? What are borderline titties? Is it like between like
like I'm almost there.
Okay, so you're borderline titties and I'm more like full on titties.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
That's not a good thing.
It should be a race to who actually beats me in cup size.
No, but this is something Amelia and I were talking about.